on MILB TV and MILB.com. This is Salem Red Sox Baseball.
Here's the 2-2. Swing and a sky-high drive out towards right. This ball's going. It is gone! The first home run in 2023 for the Red Sox at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Kicks and deals the 3-2. Swing and a miss! Strikeout number 19 as a staff for the Red Sox, and they win it.
Minor League Baseball has been in Salem dating back to the 1950s. Since 2009, it's been home to the affiliate of the 9-time World Series champion, Boston Red Sox. This is Boston Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
0-1 lifted in the air towards right field. This one's deep. This is out of here. We are tied in the Salem night. 1-2 is hit in the air towards right field. It's deep. It's dropping. Salem walks it off and wins the series opener against Fredericksburg.
It's time for today's Red Sox pregame report. Now let's go to the ballpark. Here's Giovanni Heater and Tyler Katz.
An absolutely beautiful night for baseball here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Hi, everybody. I'm Giovanni Heater, joined alongside Tyler Katz with you, as always, as we bring you the home stretch of the season here in 2023. Tyler, 3 weeks left, including this week, right? One more home series left after this Fredericksburg series. It'll be the Carolina Mudcats in town to end the regular season. A road trip in between for the Red Sox. And when you take a look at the standings in the Carolina League North, a situation, TK, like we've talked about, must wins ahead for the Red Sox. And it has to start this series against the Fred Nats. Wasn't the case last night.
Yeah, and you can make the case that every game from here on out is starting to become a must-win. You take a look at the standings, and it's really a three-way dogfight up at the top. Carolina holding on to a narrow two-game lead, but with both the Hillcats and Mudcats losing last night, Fredericksburg moves to 3.5 back, and Salem's in the basement right now, all the way down in sixth place at a full 8 games back. I mean, it's a tough stretch. You need a lot to happen. You need to start winning games. Salem needs to put some ground on Fredericksburg with a win starting tonight. And honestly, if there is a chance for the playoffs for Salem, it's going to likely have to see them win out in this series against Fredericksburg to take a 5-1 series win. You didn't get the start you wanted last night. You have a promising prospect in Elvis Soto on the hill tonight. But you got Travis Staley, who's looked really good in two starts for Fredericksburg. I'm expecting a pitcher's duel tonight between the Fred Nats and the Red Sox. But like I said, for the Red Sox to want a chance to make the postseason, it's going to have to start tonight. In my opinion, a must win.
No doubt the Fredericksburg Nationals took game one of the series last night. It was a 6-2 decision on Tuesday night over the Salem Red Sox. The Sox, Tyler, were plagued by 6 errors in the field. 5 of the Fred Nats, 6 runs were earned. You know, a bright spot for the Red Sox was timely pitching by a handful of guys. But other than that, it was kind of struggles all across the board for the Red Sox. A season-high 13 walks given up by the Red Sox. 16 runners were left on base for the Fredericksburg Nationals. So all around, just a completely sloppy baseball game. But the Fred Nats still bested the Sox nevertheless. And anytime you have 6 errors, it's going to be really, really difficult, almost impossible to win a ball game.
Yeah, well, you mentioned that timely pitching. The Fred Nats went 2-for-17 with runners in scoring position last night. If that can improve on or stay the same tonight, the Red Sox will give their offense the best chance to win this game.
No doubt. All right, let's take a short break here before we come back and bring you the injury report and starting lineups. Game number 2 of a 6-game set. It's the second-to-last homestand here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Either come on out to the ballpark if you're on your way and put in the AirPods here at the ballpark, or tune in and listen to us all night long from home. The Fred Nats and the Red Sox coming up, and our post-game show continues after this in Salem.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
It's time to find out who's in and who's out on Liam Carroll's Starting Nine. For today's injury report and starting lineups, here's Giovanni and Tyler.
Tyler, we've talked about it a million times. Unfortunately, injuries have plagued the Red Sox this season. Handful of guys are gone. One injury report update that is definitely worth mentioning yesterday, Juan Montero underwent successful hand surgery. He was posting that on his social media. Highly unlikely we see him here the rest of the year, but nevertheless, our thoughts and our prayers are with him. Now let's go ahead and talk one more thing as well. Alexis Hernandez absent from the lineup the last couple of nights, and really no news on it, but something worth reflecting upon here, TK.
Yeah, and it's been kind of an odd stretch for him because there has been no injury announcement as of yet. It's just been kind of waiting to see it. The assumption is day-to-day for Hernandez.
Yeah, he's on camera right there, standing on the front of the dugout if you are watching on the left side. If you're watching on MILB TV, if you're just listening, he has a batting cage shirt on. No jersey, it appears. Does have his hat on, and starting lineups taking place here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Let's take you through the starting lineups right up here in the booth. The Fredericksburg Nationals up first. At the top of the order, Jonathan Thomas playing out in left field. John McHenry plays second base, batting second. Batting third, Christian Vaquero out in right. He made his single-A debut last night. Elijah Green is the cleanup man this evening in center field for the Fred Nats. Royce Marquintana plays first base. Max Romero Jr. catching behind home plate. The designated hitter bats seventh, Gavin Dugas. Armando Cruz, the shortstop, bats eighth. And Jorgelius Mota, the third baseman, will bat in the nine hole. For the Red Sox, Jostinson Garcia in right field at the top of the order. Albertson Asihen in left. Luis Ravello will bat third, playing short. Johan Fran Garcia, the brother of Jostinson, will catch behind home plate. Lionel James bats fifth. He's playing third. Nathaniel Uten plays in center field. Marvin Alcantara bats seventh. He's at second base. John Frank Salazar is the designated hitter this evening for the Red Sox, batting eighth. And Roberto Mexicano plays first. It's Travis Staley on the hill for, excuse me, TK, the former Texas Longhorn for the Fred Nats, Elvis Soto for the Red Sox. We step aside for the national anthem. First pitch after this in Salem.
Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Hey Red Sox fans, season tickets are on sale now for the 2024 season. With quarter, half, and full season options all over the ballpark, you won't miss any of the action next year. Call 540-389-3333 for more information or to purchase your 2024 season tickets today.
Warm-ups are done and batting practice has come to a close. The Red Sox are ready to rock it in Salem. First pitch is right around the corner. With the call of today's game, here's Giovanni Heater and Tyler Katz.
High above Carilion Clinic Field here at Salem Memorial Ballpark, the Red Sox are on the air. Hi, everybody. I'm Giovanni Heater, joined alongside Tyler Katz with you, as always, as we get you set for game number two in this six-game series between the visiting Fredericksburg Nationals and your Salem Red Sox. 1-2-3 due up for the Fred Nats to start out this ball game. Jonathan Tuta Thomas, John McHenry, and Christian Vaccaro. On the hill for the Red Sox, it's Elvis Soto that gets the nod today. Right-handed pitcher out of Banai in the Dominican Republic was acquired as an international free agent in June of 2022, just over a year ago, has really kind of sprung through the bottom portion of the minor leagues quite swimmingly here in the Dominican Republic, in the Dominican Summer League, and then the Florida Complex League has been here in Salem for about a month and a half. He has an 0-2 win-loss record, 8.03 on the ERA, 12 and a third innings pitched so far this season. At the single-A level, he has 12 strikeouts to 6 walks. After a lights-out debut, Soto has kind of struggled just a little bit ever since, allowing at least 3 runs in each appearance following his first outing. Soto now rematches the Fredericksburg Nationals, who tagged him up for 5 runs in his 1 2/3 a couple of weeks back on the road in Fredericksburg. TK, what are you looking for out of Mr. Soto this evening?
Well, he's seen this team before, with a couple of exceptions, with some players that the Fred Nats have added since the last series between these two teams, but in all effect, the same team that Soto has seen. He knows how to face them, what worked, what didn't, and hopefully he can use that to his advantage.
Here's Jonathan Thomas. The first pitch is taken for a strike. A fastball right over the heart of the plate at 95 on the gun. We're underway 2 minutes early, 7:03 p.m. here on a beautiful night in Salem. The 0-1 breaking ball misses just high and away, and the count now evens up at a ball and a strike for a man that they call Tuta. Jonathan Thomas. Righty-on-righty matchup, Soto deals. The 1-1. Here's a swing and a line drive down for a base hit out into left field. Jonathan Thomas pumps the brakes at first. It's a leadoff knock for the Fred Nats here in the top of the first inning.
Solid piece of hitting there from Thomas. Just was able to clock a slow-moving pitch from Soto into left field. Drops right in front of Ossie Henn, and it's a pretty good-looking hit for two to Thomas. Bringing up John McHenry.
Brings up John McHenry. Was very much so into the equation a night ago. How about this? 3 walks to his tally an evening ago. 1 of 13 given up by the Red Sox. Runner on first, nobody out. Righty on lefty the pitch. Called strike. Fastball on the outside corner and the count nothing and one. McHenry, a .243 hitter, has homered just once this year. 11 runs batted in to his name. Long look in here from Soto. Elvis deals. Runner goes. 0-1. Called strike on the inside, and Tuta even faked me out. He started going and then quickly jolted back, so just playing games. The runner did not go, and it's 0-2 for John McHenry. Has yet to throw anything but the fastball. Here's the 0-2. This is swung on and poked right to the second baseman in Alcantara. Throw to second there. Back to first in time. Double play. 2 gone just like that in the blink of an eye here in the top of 1.
Yeah, you know what they say, 4 plus 6 plus 3 equals 2, and it's a quick double play there and a perfect play by Alcantara. Charged on the ball, set his feet, and fired over to second base where Ravello was covering. Just a textbook perfect 4-6-3.
Here's Christian Vaccaro, made his single-A debut last night. The first pitch. He takes a fastball outside, and the count now 1-0. Batting 200 after one night. Ended up with a hit, had a walk as well. Batting second yesterday, the 1-0. He rips it down the right field line. This is gloved by Mexicano. Charging back to the bag, steps on it himself for out number 3. Well, a hit for Tuta Thomas to lead things off. Nothing going. A double play and a ground out ends the inning. We go to the home half of the first, scoreless here in Salem. Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vozzy to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content.
You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Absolutely beautiful night for baseball here at Salem Memorial Ballpark on this fantastic Wednesday evening. Red Sox looking to bounce back after taking an L last night against the Fredericksburg Nationals. 6-2 was the final score an evening ago. The Fred Nats, though they didn't play their best game, still bested the Red Sox when the Sox defense gave up six errors. TK looked pretty good half inning ago besides the base hit.
Yeah, and like I mentioned when it happened, a perfect play by Marvin Alcantara at second base. He looks really natural there. Perfect example of setting your feet and making the play. But Travis Staley, who's on the Hill Texas Longhorn product, he's had two appearances and has looked nearly perfect in both. Pitched two perfect innings 2 weeks ago in Lynchburg. It's going to be a tall task for these Red Sox hitters to get to Staley.
Yeah, Staley is definitely one of the bigger talents in the Nationals organization. First pitch to Garcia, ripped into center field for a leadoff base hit. Both teams have leadoff knocks, and Justinson Garcia says, throw your ace out on the hill. I'll take him into center field.
Yeah, really solid cut there from Garcia. Something for his younger brother who went hitless a night ago, Jan Fren, who's now in the hole to look forward to. And barring a double play or a runner getting out on the bases, his younger brother going to get an at-bat this inning.
Here's Albertson Asihan, righty on righty, the pitch. He takes a fastball on the high inside corner. The count now nothing and one. 333 is the batting average for Asihan. His homeward once, 10 RBIs. Runner on first, nobody out. Staley with a nod, picks off over to first. Dan Garcia with a head-first slide, able to get his right arm out in front of his head and touch the bag in time. No balls at a strike for Asihan.
You know, quick little fun fact between the connection between the Salem Red Sox and Travis Staley to the 0-1.
Here's the pitch. Taken for a strike once again. Fastball on the outer half, nothing and two for the young Asihan.
He's used to the Woodbat League, spent 2022 up in the Cape Cod League for the Wareham Gatemen, the same team last season that Jonathan Brand played for.
Yes. Pick off again over to first. Garcia in there safely. That's the second disengagement. So those that do not know, a third time he would have to either get him out or it is ruled a balk. Tyler, we have yet to see that happen this year. Runner on first, nobody out. Staley, long look in the 0-2. Misses upstairs on a fastball, and the count now 1-2. Albertson Asihan for the Red Sox, absent from the lineup a night ago, had a rest night, now back in there for the Sox, facing a 1-2 count. Here she is, runner goes. This is downstairs. Throw down to second, not nearly in time, and it's off target as well. Stolen base for Justinson Garcia, showing off his wheels.
That was a nice play by John McHenry in the field, and I know you don't typically look at a fielder on a successful stolen base, but he knew the throw was off target, got in front of it, didn't make the tag, didn't try to do too much, and just stopped it from being an error into center field. Really good play defensively there from McHenry.
Pitch missed the zone. It's 2-2 for Albertson Asihan. Here's the pitch. He fouls it away into the seats down the right field line. Well, talking more about Travis Staley. Ended up playing 3 years of college ball before going pro. That is kind of one of those rules, like in college football, if you 3 years removed from high school, or if you hit a certain age point, you can go into the pros, go into the draft. Obviously, you can out of high school as well, but once you make that decision to play college ball, you have to stay there for a minute. Here's the 2-2. Check swing, pitch misses upstairs. A fastball just a half a ball out of the zone. Great take by Asihan, and the count's full at 3-2. And as I was saying, so he spent 3 years at Texas, native of San Antonio, Texas. Majored in finance. Large lead for Garcia on second. Half held on by McHenry. 3-2.
nubbed off the bottom of the bat. Charging ahead is McHenry, second baseman, underhands it to first in time. Gets Ossie Henn by a couple of steps. It does move the runner in Justinson Garcia over to third. The Red Sox are 90 feet away from taking a lead with just one gone.
And all this really needs is a hard hit ball by Luis Ravello to score Garcia. You'll see the infield now coming in for the Frednats, trying to potentially make a throw at home if the ball is hit weak enough.
Here's the switch hitting Luis Ravello, batting left against a righty pitcher. The pitch, breaking ball, misses way down and in out of the zone, and the count now 1-0. Well, in his last year at Texas, Travis Staley pitched in 21 games, made three starts. One ball, no strikes for Luis Ravello. Here's the pitch. He swings, lifts it high out into deep right field. This ball is gone! A two-run home run for Luis Ravello in the bottom of the first, and it's 2-0 Red Sox.
What a shot for Ravello there. I mean, he just sent that one into the minor league fields, or into the little league fields over the right field wall, and all Vaquero could do was just watch it sail.
102 off the bat, 396 on the footage. And Luis Ravello has the Red Sox on the board with an exclamation point here in the bottom of the first. Base is clear, still only one gone. Here's a hard hit ground ball for a base hit into right field by Johan Fran Garcia. He rounds first, heading for second. Trouble in right field with Vaquero in the baseball. And in with a stand-up double is Johan Fran Garcia. Speedy baseball, swung at the first pitch. It was a fastball on the outer half, and he cranked it down the right field line for extra bases.
You know, not trying to take anything away. That was a great base hit down the line for Garcia. But had he been paying attention to Ozzie Chavez, the third base coach, with the trouble Vaquero had, he could have likely made it to third. Just need to keep your head up before celebrating that double.
Such contrast from last night. The Red Sox already with three hits here in the first inning. A home run, a single, a double. The Red Sox, a triple, could cycle through as a team here in one inning. Still only one gone with a runner in scoring position for Lionel James. James, a .247 hitter, has 42 RBIs. The pitch is taken high and in on a fastball out of the zone, 1-0. James leading the Red Sox in RBIs, looking for number 43. 1-0 on the way. Takes a slider down and away. Count now 2-0 for Lionel James. Great spot of the lineup for the Red Sox as well. Uten up next. Alcantara, the youth at the bottom, with big opportunities ahead. One gone runner on second. 2-0. This is high and in on a fastball. Three balls, no strikes for Lionel James. And all of a sudden, Tyler, Travis Staley can't find the strike zone.
Yeah, and this is the so far the worst performance we've seen from Staley. First time he's allowed two runs in a game, let alone an inning.
And he misses on the fourth pitch as well. Four-pitch walk, fastball misses high and in. Lionel James makes the trot over to first, and the Red Sox have first and second occupied.
Yeah, and Justin Lord, the pitching coach, going to come out and have a conversation. And like I mentioned, this is just uncharacteristic from Staley. Two perfect innings at Lynchburg in a road game, so he's used to pitching in an unfamiliar environment. Against Augusta, pitched 2 1/3, did allow three hits, but only one run allowed. And this is just kind of the opposite. He's been getting rocked by nearly every batter, even Ossie Henn, who's the only out that's been achieved so far on a ground out. That was a really hard hit ball that McHenry played perfectly. So Staley is getting tagged here.
Yes, Staley, last season, playing in the Big 12 for the Texas Longhorns, had a 3-5 win-loss record with a 5.75 ERA. Started 10 games, appeared in 15 different contests, pitched 61 innings of collegiate baseball for the Longhorns this past season. 65 hits, 49 runs, 39 of them were earned. Gave up just 6 home runs. And the first pitch to Uten. This is cranked out into center field. Giving chase is Green, and he makes the catch out in center.
had range to his right on a line drive, able to adjust and make the play. And there are two gone here in the bottom of the first.
This could be a big spot here for Alcantara. It's not had the best season with the twig in his hands. An 0.69 batting average, just not something you really want to see. But if he can deliver a couple of RBIs and a well-hit ball into the gap here, all can be forgiven.
You know, kind of a surprise to see him struggle just a little bit here. His numbers were so good in the FCL, the first pitch. This is upstairs and in on a fastball. And the count now 1-0 for Morgan Alcantara. You know, and Tyler, this is kind of the part of the lineup where Alexis Hernandez usually explodes in the bottom half. 1-0. Swing and a fly ball, foul down the right field line. Count evens up at a ball and a strike. And without Alexis Hernandez in here for the Red Sox, you know, that's a dimension missing. He's on a 9-game on-base streak. Hasn't played in the last handful. First and second for the Sox. Two gone, a 2-0 lead here in the bottom of one. 1-1 to Alcantara. He swings, lifts it foul once again, and he's down 1-2. On deck for the Red Sox, John Frank Salazar, the designated hitter in the 8-hole. Roberto Mexicano, bats 9. Long lean in here for Staley. Not the first inning he was looking for. A glance to second, the 1-2. This is downstairs, 2-2. Tyler, a beautiful night for baseball here. Slight win. Decent crowd on hand, the sun setting behind the mountains in Wright. Just a couple of clouds in the sky. Really couldn't ask for a better night. Not too hot, not too cold.
Yeah, nice temperature here, comfortable.
About 72, 75. 2-2, this is cranked right to the shortstop in Cruz. He gloves, fires to first, and a sliding split of a grab by Quintana to end the inning. 2-0 Red Sox lead it after grabbing two in the bottom of the first. The two-run shot for Luis Ravello gives the Red Sox the lead. We go to the top of the second after this.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Season tickets are on sale now for the 2024 season. With quarter, half, and full season options all over the ballpark, you won't miss any of the action next year. Call 540-389-3333 for more information or to purchase your 2024 season tickets today. Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Top of the second here at Salem Memorial Ballpark on an absolutely breathtaking night for baseball. Giovanni Heater alongside Tyler Katz with you. The Red Sox holding a 2-0 lead after one inning of play. Looking to bounce back after a 6-2 loss last night. And Tyler, it's very, very early, but just looks like a different vibe tonight.
Yeah, and the double play certainly helped things in the morale department. You now have Elijah Green, who either seems like he's red hot or ice cold, depending on the at-bat. There really is no in-between with Green. So I think this at-bat here will be a barometer of how the inning goes. Should Green get on? My prediction is the Fred Nats at least score a run. Should he get out in this at-bat? I think the Fred Nats go quietly.
Elijah Green, the right-handed batter, digs on in. One of the more talked-about prospects in the Nationals organization. Soto on the hill, the pitch. He delivers a fastball out of the zone, and the count now 1-0. Red Sox were able to grab two in the bottom of the first inning, the 1-0. Swing and a miss. He got him with a slider down and away, and the count now evens up at a ball and a strike. They did so on three hits early on. Jostingson Garcia led off with a base hit on the first pitch, the 1-1. Swing and a miss again. He got him with a slider down and away again. This time it fell completely out of the zone. A beautiful pitch from Soto.
And it's now 1-2 as Elijah Green steps out and calls time. After that, it was Luis Rovella with a two-run blast over the right field fence to give the Red Sox a two-run lead. Johanfran Garcia followed it up with a ripper down the right field line, a two-bagger on the first pitch. The 1-2 skips up in the dirt, gets away from Garcia behind home plate, and the count now 2-2. First time at Salem Memorial Ballpark we've seen Johanfran Garcia featured in the battery. His brother plays out in right tonight. 2-2. This is outside on the slider. Three balls and two strikes, a full count for Elijah Green. Leadoff base runner could go massive here for the Nationals. Soto with the 3-2. Swing and a miss. He got him with a low slider out of the zone. A gorgeous pitch from Elvis Soto. His first strikeout, and there's one gone in the top of the second. Brings up Royce Marquintana, the powerful first baseman, batting 273. Has two home runs, 32 RBIs, and just kind of has been a Red Sox killer this season in a season series absolutely dominated by the Fred Nats. Here's the first pitch. Fastball called a strike on the outer half. Nothing and one. Royce Marquintana plays about 4 or 5 days a week for the Nats, the 0-1. Called a strike once again. 83 on a breaking ball high in the zone, and it's nothing and two. 2-0 Red Sox lead. Nobody on, one gone. It's Quintana, as we so often see on a two-strike count, calls time and steps out. That's kind of been a trend here this season. Soto deals, 0-2. Swing at a foul tip to stay alive. Got a piece of a high fastball, and it's still nothing and two. On deck, Max Romero Jr., Gavin Dugas, Armando Cruz. Absolute star-studded lineup for the Nats. The 0-2. Swing and a sky-high drive out into shallow right field. Garcia underneath it, and he makes the catch about 10 feet to the left of the right field line, and there's two gone. Brings up Max Romero Jr., the former Vanderbilt Commodore, turned Miami Hurricane, now Fredericksburg National. This is a guy that had the walk-off on Sunday in that series in Fredericksburg a couple of weeks back. Red Sox remember that not fondly. Here's the first pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with a slider down and in, nothing and one. That was one of four Max Romero Jr. home runs this year. Also one of 23 RBIs, the 0-1. Swing and a miss, got him with a low slider. Same pitch, nothing and two. Native of Miramar, Florida. Played at Pembroke Pines Charter School in South Florida. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a dribbler, foul down the right field line. Still alive at 0-2 is Max Romero Jr. He's the catcher tonight for the Fred Nats. Typically used as a DH otherwise. 0-2. He swings and fists it high out into shallow center. Chasing in is Utan, and jumping in front of him to make the catch is Ossie Henn, the left fielder. And the Red Sox retire him 1-2-3. It's 2-0. Sox lead it heading to the home half of the second after this in Salem.
Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Bottom of the second here on a beautiful night in Salem. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Tyler Katz with you. It's a 2-0 Red Sox lead heading to the home half of two. Already, TK, in just one inning offensively, three hits for the Red Sox. Such contrast to what we saw a night ago.
Yeah, the Red Sox offense got off to a little bit of a slow start yesterday. Their first multi-hit inning yesterday came in the bottom of the ninth. It was a two-hit inning in which they failed to score. So really nice to see them get a three-hit inning and a two spot in the bottom of the first here, get that confidence up.
Travis Staley still on the hill for the Fredericksburg Nationals. Red Sox ready to go 8-9-1. First pitch to Salazar. He rips it down the left field line, and it goes foul. Nothing at one for John Frank Salazar. Got a piece of a breaking ball down in the zone, and it's 0-1. Batting 195, a tick shy of the Mendoza line. Two homers on the year. Both of them, Tyler, came against the Fredericksburg Nationals on the road at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. One of them, a grand slam in the fourth inning on Saturday night, the 0-1. Misses down and away on a slider out of the zone. The count now evens up at a ball and a strike for John Frank Salazar, the designated hitter tonight for the Red Sox. Had a walk last night, the 1-1. Misses high and in on a fastball, and the count now 2-1. Went hitless an evening ago. Due up for the Red Sox, Roberto Mexicano in the 9-hole. Jostinson Garcia at the top of the order. 2-1 pitch. Nubs it foul back behind home plate. And the count evens up at 2-2. A single for Garcia in the first. A two-run home run for Luis Ravello. And a double for Johan Fran Garcia. All in the first inning for the Red Sox. 2-2. Swing and a chopper right off his own shin. And he stays alive at 2-2. Tyler, last night the Red Sox just seemed like couldn't buy a hit, right? And that never helps when the defense is struggling. However, the Red Sox did walk quite a bit last night. That was something that they did well. Here's Salazar elongating an at-bat with a couple of foul balls. The 2-2 pitch. Fouled back, and he continues to fight.
Yeah, and only a couple opportunities with runners in scoring position last night, but the Red Sox also going hitless. The timely hitting just wasn't quite there.
No Alexis Hernandez tonight for the Red Sox. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a ripper down the left field line. Backhanded glove by Mota. Thrown across the diamond in time, and it sits down Salazar for the first out. Was able to fight, continued to elongate that at-bat, but actually started and ended the exact same way. With a ripper down the left field line, the first one was foul. That time it stayed inside the line, and it's out number one. 5-3 put out, sits down John Frank Salazar, sets up Roberto Mexicano, the first baseman in the 9-hole for the Red Sox. Righty on righty, the pitch. Roberto takes a strike, 93 on a fastball on the inner half. And it's nothing and one. Mexicano has quietly homered five times this year. 262 hitter. 0-1 pitch. Misses way upstairs on a fastball out of the zone. Ball and a strike for Roberto Mexicano. Did not play last night for the Red Sox. Now featured back in the lineup tonight. Has caught just once here in the second half. The 1-1. Swing and a poked ball right back up the middle. Gloved by Cruz, the shortstop, thrown to first in time. 6-3 put out, sits down Mexicano, and there's two gone in the bottom of the second.
Bring up the top of the order in Jostinson, who had that really nice hit into center field. Potential two-out rally possibility with a hot-hitting Aussie Hen. Set to bat on deck. Should Garcia get aboard? Not too far-fetched to say the Red Sox could still score a run in this frame despite the two outs.
Jostinson Garcia now on a three-game hitting streak. The pitch. He looks at a slider down and in. That misses the zone of the count 1-0. About a half a ball out of the zone to Jostinson Garcia.
Had the base hit to lead off this ball game for the Sox. The 1-0. He cranks it right to the shortstop on a one-hopper. Gloved by Cruz. Throw to first high, and it pulls Quintana off the bag. He had to leap into the air, and aboard at first is Justin Garcia. Tyler, that ball was smoked so hard off the bat, I would favor that a base hit. Your thoughts?
Yeah, 93 off the bat. It was an errant throw. The question is, would he have beaten it out despite the throw being on target? And that's what the official scorer decides. So we'll just wait for the scoreboard to update. We're looking for a 4 in the hit column or a 1 in the Nationals error column when it updates.
Clark Ruhlin, the official scorer here of the Salem Red Sox, and it is hit number 4 for the Red Sox. Excuse me. Here's Albertson Asihan. First pitch, he takes down and away on a slider out of the zone, and it's 1-0. Asihan 0-for-1 today. 4-3 put out, sat him down the first time around. Already up, just an inning later. That's called good offense. Runner on first, two gone. Pickoff over to first. Garcia in there safely. And it's something about Justin Garcia that is piquing Staley's interest and keeping him on his heels, because that is the third pickoff attempt of the night for Staley. All three of them have been when Justin Garcia is at first. Garcia has a stolen base. Here's a lifted ball on the 1-0 pitch that is down the right field line, foul territory, giving chase Vaquero, and he watches it in. No, he makes the catch out in the corner. Looked like he leaned into the bullpen. We lost sight of it because the bullpen is out of our visual perspective here in the press box, and that ends the inning. So the Red Sox strand one on first. My apologies for not being able to see down the right field line at that spot, but it is 2-0. The Red Sox lead it. We head to the top of the third after this in Salem.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter at Salem Red Sox, Instagram at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Top of the third here at Salem Memorial Ballpark on a beautiful night for baseball in Southwest Virginia. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Tyler Katz with you, and sun is setting, picture perfect here in Salem, and the scoreboard reads much of the same for the Red Sox. A 2-0 lead through two innings of play. We head to the top of three, and Elvis Soto, Tyler, has been pretty darn strong on the hill. Sat him down 1-2-3 in the second, has given up just one hit. Sat him down in three batters in the first as well with a double play in the mix. Soto showing some of his best stuff, TK.
Yeah, Soto's looked really good despite that one base hit. It was quickly canceled out, and through two innings has faced the minimum. You don't have to take on the LSU product in Gavin Dugas, but he hasn't looked his best this season, batting at 148.
First pitch to Dugas. He looks at a fastball way inside, and the count now 1-0. 7-8-9 due up for the Fred Nats at the bottom of the order. Dugas, the former LSU Tiger, the 1-0. Misses outside. 94 on a fastball. Two balls, no strikes for Gavin Dugas.
You know, one thing that's interesting about Dugas is he does have that 148 average.
2-0. This is cranked out into left field, down for a base hit. Dugas stopping at first. And it's a leadoff single for the Fredericksburg Nationals. Second time they've had a leadoff knock tonight.
But what I was going to mention is his OPS is close to 1,000, which is an elite OPS. It means he puts a lot of balls in play, gets on base a lot, and he's showing off that skill and outfield base hit.
No doubt about it, the former national champion with the Louisiana State Tigers. Runner on first, nobody out for Armando Cruz in the eight hole. First pitch. He pulls back a bunt on a pitch that misses high, and the count 1-0. You know, Tyler, something I wanted to bring up. New conversation ramping up late in today with the sports world talking all about it. First, the 1-0 pitch. Here it is. And it misses downstairs. Cruz was showing bunt the whole way, and the count now 2-0. The ACC seemed to shut down talks of Callan Stanford joining the conference, and now it is revved right back up. President's meeting, and now they're talking about adding SMU as well to the Atlantic Coast Conference. 2-0, called a strike on the outer half. Fastball, and, you know, I will say Michael Corbett missed that one. That was a ball out of the zone, and instead it's called a strike. Red Sox get one here. It's 2-1. And I kind of wanted to get your thoughts. Stanford, Cal, and then SMU seems to be the oddball here to join the ACC. 2-1, this is lifted foul, and it's 2-2.
Yeah, you know, there's a reason that we're not in the front offices of the ACC, that we're not athletic directors. There's a reason that we're sitting here in a broadcast booth rather than making those business decisions. But personally, as a fan, it does not make a whole lot of sense to have a conference called the Atlantic Coast with two teams that are minutes away from the Pacific Coast.
Here's the 2-2. Misses outside on a slider, and the count is full for Armando Cruz. Yeah, I'm kind of with you. Now, I like the brand of Stanford. Great academic university. I enjoy Stanford. Solid football historically. Cal, similar. Obviously incredible academics. Runner goes, 3-2 pitch, misses outside. It's a full count one, excuse me. So Dugas made a sprint to second that he didn't necessarily need to make. Armando Cruz aboard at first. First and second, nobody out here for the Fred Nats. In the top of the third, it's a 2-0 Red Sox lead. Jorge Luis Mota now digging in, the right-handed batter, playing at third this evening in the nine hole. Righty on righty. Infield playing in for the Sox. The pitch is smoked foul down the left field line. 0-1. SMU, though, that seems to be the oddball to me. Stanford, Cal, cool. You know, not massive brands, but big enough brands to fit, I guess. Power 5 brands. Wandamoda. This is down and in on a breaking ball. The count now 1-1. But SMU, what are your thoughts on SMU joining the ACC?
You know, it's kind of following a trend, right, of American teams or American Athletic Conference teams now becoming Power 5. UCF and Cincinnati are about to make their debuts in the Big 12 this season.
1-1. Swing and a miss. Got him with a slider downstairs. It's 1-2. Yeah, and it's bizarre because you don't look at those schools the same, and honestly, they aren't. They don't have these big football stadiums. SMU Stadium compared to Clemson or Virginia Tech or Florida State, I mean, it's does not compare, really, to put it bluntly. The 1-2, this is chopped right back down the left field line. Gloved by Soto, underhand, tossed to third, gets away. I'm not sure what he was thinking. Coming in to score is Gavin Dugas, pumping the brakes at third is Armando Cruz. It's thrown in. They got him at third. Trying to do too much at third was Armando Cruz, and he couldn't get back to the bag in time.
Yeah, I'd be interested to see how this one is scored because that's quite the complicated play. I would assume it's a fielder's choice to get everybody to the next available base in the air. Allows Dugas to score. Cruz is out technically between third and home. And Mota, in his single-A debut, ends up at second base, which I believe will be called a fielder's choice.
So regardless, it is 2-1. Fred Nats have cut the lead in half. Runner on second. The pitch to Jonathan Thomas. He looks at a ball on a fastball out of the zone, and the count now 1-0.
Yeah, that's what it looks like it is on the board.
Yeah, the speedy Mota on second, the 1-0. Called a strike, 93 on a fastball at the knees. And the count evens up at 1-1 for Tuda, who led off the first inning with a base hit. He is 1-for-1. Looking for RBI number 26 on the year. Soto deals the 1-1. Swing and a foul back, and it's 1-2. So another question on the ACC thing for you, Tyler. Do you think it'll happen?
You know, I think so. The Pac-12, as we all know, it's no longer a sinking ship. It's like the Titanic at the bottom of the ocean right now. The Pac-12 is done.
Yes.
So there are four teams left and pretty good brands, as you mentioned, Stanford, Oregon State, Washington State, still looking for homes.
Here's the 1-2. Fouled on the left field line, and alive at 1-2 is Jonathan Thomas. Where Arizona and Arizona State, have they gone
I
to the Big 12?
I believe they went Big 12, same as Utah.
Yeah, and that's not like official yet, or it is?
You know what? Let me do my research. I don't want to pretend to know exactly the specifics.
I definitely know it's been talked about. Runner on second, one gone. 1-2 to Thomas. Swings and lifts it high, popped up, back behind home plate, and Garcia has to watch it into the seats. Thomas stays alive at 1-2. It was caught by a fan. How about that? Texas and Oklahoma to the SEC is crazy, too, but it makes sense. If the SEC is becoming this powerhouse, which it already was, Texas and Oklahoma are two major brands in the sport, no doubt. 1-2. Swung on and ripped down the left field line. Just foul. I mean, a hair foul by about a half a foot. And it's still 1-2 for Tuda.
Let's see here. Having left Utah, Washington, USC, Oregon, Colorado, UCLA, Arizona State, and Arizona.
Wow. I mean, out of all of the remaining brands, Stanford and Cal are the best. The 1-2. Swing and a foul tip into the glove of Garcia. And Jonathan Thomas strikes out. It's the second K of the night for Elvis Soto. He got him with a high fastball. Brings up John McHenry. Hit into a double play his first time around. There's two outs with a runner on second here in the top of the third. 2-1 your score. Salem with a one-run lead. Out hitting the Fred Nats 4-2. First pitch. This is downstairs on a slider, 1-0.
Later the same day that UCLA and USC, or excuse me, the same day that Oregon and Washington went to the Big Ten.
1-0 fouled back, 1-1.
Arizona, Arizona State, and Utah jointly announced that they'd also be joining the Big 12 alongside Colorado.
Okay, that makes sense. Ball and a strike for John McHenry, 0-1 today. Here's the pitch. He blasts it high out into deep right. Garcia looking, and it is gone. John McHenry sends one over the right field fence, and the Fred Nats have taken a 3-2 lead. 101 off the bat, 363-footer. Way high into the air, though.
Yeah, high launch angle, 39.5 degrees, maximum height of 135 feet. We had a long time to watch that one in the air for about 6.5 seconds before returning to Earth.
Second two-run blast of the night between the two teams. Luis Ravello with one, John McHenry with the other. The first pitch is swung on and missed by Christian Vaquero, and it's nothing and one. New score, Fred Nats lead it 3-2 over the Sox here in the top of the third. They've scored all three runs here. The 0-1. This is downstairs on a slider out of the zone. Ball and a strike for Vaquero. Playing just his second single-A game. He grounded out to the first baseman to end the first inning last time up. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with a low slider again, 1-2. Vaquero. Tall frame, TK. You know, one of those lankier type guys, but with such long arms and long legs. 1-2. He pokes it foul into the netting down the left field line and stays alive at 1-2. It says president's meetings taking place throughout the week. To add Cal, Stanford, and SMU to the ACC, that would change the football scheduling a lot. The 1-2. This is upstairs. 2-2. The thing, too, about doing this is it doesn't just affect football. It affects everything. Now you got to send Virginia Tech volleyball across the country to play at Cal and Stanford. 2-2. Swing and a miss. He got him with a high slider. Third strikeout of the night for Elvis Soto. Second of the inning. But a three-piece for the Fred Nats in the top of the third. They take a 3-2 lead. We got ourselves a ball game heading to the home half of the third. Back in a jiff here in Salem.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Home half of the third here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Red Sox trailing now by a run. It's 3-2. The Fred Nats drop a three-piece in the top of the third inning. They did so on two hits. A two-run homer by John McHenry. Each team now with a two-run shot tonight. First one was by this guy to lead us off for the Red Sox here in the bottom of three, Luis Ravello. Red Sox ready to go 3-4-5 in the Krillian Clinic batting order. Four hits for the Sox, three for the Fred Nats. And Travis Staley still maintaining the mound in his third inning of work for the Fredericksburg Nationals. Ready on lefty the pitch. Called a strike on the outer half. Fastball finds it, and it's nothing and one. On deck for the Red Sox, Johan Fran Garcia and Lionel James in the hole. 0-1. This is way high and in on a fastball at the chin. Ball and a strike for the switch-hitting Luis Ravello. Elects not to use his time, despite almost being hit in the face. Digs right back in. And the 1-1. Wave and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball downstairs, and it's 1-2. Long lean in here for Travis Staley, the former Longhorn, back up into his stance. Kicks and deals, 1-2. This is upstairs, tipped off the glove of Max Romero Jr. And it's two balls and two strikes for Luis Ravello. Only has been up once. It was in the first. Had the two-run blast to score Jostinson Garcia, who had a leadoff single. Calling time now is Luis Ravello. And no, actually, they just gave a pitching clock violation to Travis Staley. Took too much time, and it's three balls, two strikes now for Ravello. The pitch. He swings and pokes it right back up the middle. Charging ahead is Cruz. Gloves fires the first in time, one gone. 6-3 put out, sits down Luis Ravello on the full count. Here's Johan Fran Garcia. He doubled on the first pitch he saw today. Him and his brother each with a hit. Jostinson has two. He's 2-for-2. Here's the younger brother, Johan Fran. Righty on righty, the pitch. Cranked foul. Nothing and one. Garcia batting 190 in his 2 weeks here in Salem so far. Just a little bit below the Mendoza line. That double certainly helped. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Got up the slider downstairs. Nothing and two. And it's funny, Tyler, how you know, how much one or two big games or even a couple of big hits helps the batting average when, you know, you've only been here for going on week number two. It's like at the beginning of the season. 0-2. This is downstairs. 1-2. You know, MLB players will talk about, well, once you get into July, it's almost impossible to actually impact your batting average unless you consistently either go on a cold streak or a hot streak. Otherwise, it kind of just stays even keel. 1-2 to Garcia. He swings, lifts it foul, blasts it into the seats down the right field line. Still at 1-2 for Johan Fran. You know, completely different build than his brother. Johan Fran, a little thicker in stature, plays a different position. Jostingson, a complete freak athlete defensively in center field. 1-2. This is inside on a fastball. 2-2. And they're different types of hitters, too. Johan Fran, a true power hitter. Jostingson certainly can blast with the best of them as well. 2-2. Crank down the left field line. Backhanded glove by Moto. Toss to first is in time. Two gone. 3-2, the Fred Nat lead. Two gone here in the bottom of the third for the Red Sox. It brings up Lionel James, who walked his first time around. Cicadas hissing in the woods back behind the left field wall. Righty on righty matchup. Lionel looking for a two-out rally. The pitch, he smashes a ball into left field, at the wall. It is off the wall. Lionel James rounds first. Chug into second. He pumps around second. Heading for third. Throw to third is off target. And Lionel James is in there with a two-out triple.
Aggressive base running there. Really nicely hit off the bat. Had that wall been any shorter, that thing would have been out of here. And the Red Sox would have tied it. Now with two outs. Needing Nathaniel Uten to come up in a big spot to try to drive home James from third.
Elijah Green, the center fielder, threw it in. Cruz cut it off, the shortstop. Threw a missile to third, and sliding in time was Lionel James for a two-out triple. Here is Nathaniel Uten, first pitch. He cranks a ball out into right center field, going back. Vaquero, it's over his head. Lionel James scores and ties the ball game. Uten around second, throw to third. Not first on a head first slide. And in there with an RBI triple is Nathaniel Uten. And it's back-to-back triples for the Red Sox. They tie the game at three.
How about that? How often do you see back-to-back triples?
First time we've seen it all year. I know that for a fact. There's Marvin Alcantara, and all of a sudden the youth at the bottom of the order showing off. Uten just recently elevated here for the Red Sox. Righty on righty. The pitch. He cranks a ball to right field down in front of a Carroll for a base hit. Coming in to score is Uten. RBI single for Marvin Alcantara, and it's 4-3 Red Sox.
What a show we're getting. Marvin Alcantara, who's been struggling offensively, and now Staley is just clearly frustrated, takes the ball and just chucks it into the Salem dugout, and Justin Lord has to come over to try to calm him down. Red Sox have now taken a very important 4-3 lead. A lot of time left. We're only in the bottom of the third, but this has been an entertaining one so far.
It really has. Eight-hole hitting, John Frank Salazar up for the Red Sox, the designated hitter tonight. Mound visit has come to a conclusion. Roberto Mexicano is on deck for the Sox, batting ninth. Three hits in a row with two gone, a true two-out rally for the Red Sox. Lionel James tripled, Uten tripled. Alcantara with a base hit to score another. It's 4-3. Righty on righty. First pitch to Salazar. Skips up in the dirt, 1-0. John Frank Salazar grounded out to the third baseman, Moda, his first time around. And that mound visit, more than anything, almost it literally feels like it just kind of broke up the momentum a little bit. 1-0. First to pick off over to first. And in there, head first safely is Alcantara. Back-to-back triples. That's wild. We have not seen that all year. Time to ask Jim last time that's happened. The 1-0. This is high and in. Count now 2-0. Jim Fulton, by the way, our team historian here for the Red Sox. Been around for a long time. Been around this ballpark. Been around the old ballpark. Two balls, no strikes to pitch. Taken high, 3-0 for Salazar. Tyler, you know what I would love to see them do? Is play a game down at the old ballpark down the street.
I agree. If they can figure out the fundamentals and the logistics.
3-0. Misses upstairs on a fastball out of the zone. Ball four. Four-pitch walk for John Frank Salazar. And here's the nine-hole hitting Roberto Mexicano. Kind of surprised this isn't the day for Staley. Usually in a situation where you give up three hits, then you walk a guy after a mound visit, then the next guy you four-pitch walk is kind of when you get pulled.
Yeah, well, this is the longest Staley has gone in his professional career. Previous high was 2 1/3 last week against Augusta. He's now at 2 2/3.
The pitch, waving a miss. Breaking ball downstairs, nothing and one. Runners on first and second for the Sox. They lead it 4-3 with two runs here in the bottom of the third inning. Seven hits for the Salem Sox already. The 0-1. This is smashed down the left field line, and it is just foul by about 3 feet down the left field line. Cranking a slider was Roberto Mexicano, and he was just a tad early.
Yeah, and Mexicano, had he straightened it out a little bit, you're looking at extra bases down the left field line and having now five consecutive reach. Four consecutive batters have reached to this point.
Long look in for Staley. Nothing into the count. He's up. He brings home the 0-2. This is outside on a fastball out of the zone. Ball and a pair of strikes for Roberto Mexicano. Runner takes off for third. There was nobody covering. Stolen base for Marvin Alcantara. How about that? Nobody on third. And he says, I'm just going to take this.
Yeah, that's heads-up base running there. Caught the Fred Nat sleeping. And if you're watching on MILB TV, a bit of a replay on what happened. And caught Staley kind of getting in his own head, looking down. Just decided to take off to third. Caught Mota off guard as well. And the pickoff over to first isn't going to do anything for him either.
Salazar back in there safely at first. As Salazar calling time here and taking a second to himself, almost like looked like he got the wind knocked out of him with his attempt to get back to the bat. Back to baseball we go. Runners on the corners for the Sox here. Two gone. A 1-2 count for Roberto Mexicano. Massive spot. Can Salem add some more? They've already scored two in the bottom of the third. It's 4-3. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Roberto Mexicano strikes out on a slider down and away. But the Red Sox do retake the lead. 4-3, the new score. We go to the top of the fourth after this in Salem.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Season tickets are on sale now for the 2024 season. With quarter, half, and full season options all over the ballpark, you won't miss any of the action next year. Call 540-389-3333 for more information or to purchase your 2024 season tickets today. Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Top of the fourth on tap for you here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Tyler Katz with you. And the Red Sox are hot offensively with seven hits. The pitching has been there. Elvis Soto going into his fourth inning of work on the mound as well. Ready to take you through the middle innings on the play-by-play, Mr. Tyler Katz. TK, take it away, baby.
Appreciate it. That's an interesting toss. I haven't heard that one yet.
Yeah, you know what? End of the year, feeling loose. Well, what can we say? School's back in session. Time to have some fun, right?
Let's do it. Well, as we head into the fourth, the Red Sox and Fred Nats have been locked in a battle. Two spot for the Red Sox in the bottom of the third is a response to the Fred Nats. Three spot in the third inning as well. Our score now stands with the Red Sox 4, the Nationals 3. And the only two teams in the Carolina League that share their team name with their major league affiliate. Bit of an interesting weather pattern that we have. If you're looking towards the center field wall, looks like a perfect night, not a cloud in the sky. Meanwhile, the outfielders are looking back towards the press box and home plate area and seeing a large shelf of clouds over the press box. And it just seems like the press box is kind of the border between those cloudy areas and the clear areas. So Elijah Green, the leadoff batter, will cut and miss for strike one against Elvis Soto. Back out for his fourth inning of work. The 0-1 delivery too far outside. Now this is only the second time that we have seen Soto reach this stage in the ballgame into his fourth inning. Here comes the 1-1 delivery as hit down towards left field and foul. One ball and one strike. Soto pitched four shutout innings in his single-A debut against the Lynchburg Hillcats the last time the Hillcats were in town. The 1-2 delivery to Green downstairs and skips away, and the count will move to two balls and two strikes. Hillcats and Red Sox tied their season series, which is quite odd considering the fact of the all-time series as Green swings and misses on a 1-2 count, and it's the fourth strikeout of the night for Elvis Soto. Green goes down on strikes for the second time.
Yeah, second strikeout in a row for Soto as well. Matter of fact, he struck out dating back to the last inning. Three of his last four hitters faced.
Now it is worth mentioning that one that wasn't a strikeout was a home run over the right field wall, but that's neither here nor there.
I wasn't going to add that, but but you're right.
First pitch to Royce Martin-Tan is in there for a strike. He's 0 for 1 with a fly out the opposite way to right field his last time up. The 0-1 delivery is hit towards right field yet again. This time it's a base hit for Quintana. Puts a runner aboard with one away for Max Romero Jr., the former Miami Hurricane.
Yeah, that one just kind of fisted on the bottom part of the bat. Giving chase was Alcantara, the second baseman. Couldn't quite get to it. Wasn't quite a line drive. Wasn't quite really a floater either. It was kind of in between, just a weird way that it came off the bat at 72 miles an hour, but a looper into right field for a base knock.
So Romero, he flew out the opposite way. For the left-handed hitting Romero, he flew out to left field. 5 seconds for Soto to pitch. The first offering inside for ball one. But as I was mentioning, a split of the season series for Lynchburg and Salem, which is interesting when you bring up the fact that since 1955... The 1-0 swung on and missed for strike one, 1-1 count. The Hillcats and Red Sox, or Salem and Lynchburg franchises, have been exactly tied in their series wins, now 612-612 following this season. 1-1 delivery will miss downstairs, and it's a 2-1 count. The same cannot be said on the other side for these two teams. Fred Nats and Red Sox have played in 18 games against each other to this point in the season. Fred Nats have won 13 out of those 18. 2-1 is swung on and missed. The count goes even, two balls and two strikes. Barring a double play, Gavin Dugas will get another opportunity at the plate. Soto sets, fires the 2-2, swung on and missed. Another strikeout, and it seems like Elvis Soto is finding his strikeout pitch. It's his fifth of the night. And through his second time in the batting order, he has struck out four of the six batters he's faced. But oddly enough, after that strikeout, that's the day for Elvis Soto. Liam Carroll comes out and pulls the ball from Soto. And a great appearance from Elvis. He has left the building.
Nice.
Call to the bullpen coming up for the Red Sox. We'll have more on him and what you need to know about the next Red Sox pitcher when we come back on MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. A call to the bullpen as Elvis has left the building. He has had a great performance tonight. Five strikeouts, most of them coming in the later half. He did allow three runs, but some of that in part to an error. All three runs were earned, and he leaves the game with his team leading 4-3. Runner at first with two outs inherited for the next arm out of the pen, Luis De La Rosa. Right-handed pitcher who throws four different pitches, fastball, curveball, changeup, and a slider for the Santo Domingo native. 2-6 record with a 3.30 ERA in 60 innings pitched even. First pitch to Gavin Dugas, called a strike on the outside part of the plate. It's an 0-1. De La Rosa, in his last appearance on the 19th on the road at Delmarva, pitched three innings of relief, just allowing one hit while striking out seven. Looked sharp against the Shorebirds. The 0-1 comes inside, nearly bites Dugas, and it did hit him. On the elbow, a hit by pitch is the first batter that De La Rosa faces. Runners at first and second for Armando Cruz. So Armando Cruz walked in his lone plate appearance so far. He was out heading home on the weird aired fielder's choice play hit into by Jorge Luis Mota that scored one of the three Frednat runs. Cruz will see the first offering and take it for a strike. Batting just a tick under that 200 mark at 199. Three home runs, 31 RBIs for the Frednat shortstop. Get one offering is swung on, just throws the barrel out and fouls it off. 81 mile per hour changeup from De La Rosa, relieving Elvis Soto, who is still responsible for Royce Marquintana, an inherited runner. As De La Rosa now has to work through the inning. Two of the three outs this inning were acquired by the Salem starter, Elvis Soto. Now De La Rosa has Cruz on the ropes after he calls a batter timeout. Counts 0-2 with two gone. The pitch is fouled off. Two aboard as well. Dugas at first, Quintana at second. Salem leads the Frednats 4-3, top of the fourth inning. Runners at first and second base. No balls, two strikes. De La Rosa waits, sets, fires on a called strike three inside and low. just clipping the zone, and Armando Cruz cannot believe it, still standing at home plate before walking back to the dugout. We're through 3.5 innings. Middle four, it's still the Red Sox 4, the Fred Nats 3. When we come back on MILB TV, Salem coming back up to bat.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vozzy to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter at Salem Red Sox, Instagram at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
We welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Your score, Salem 4, Fredericksburg 3. It's been a good one so far. Salem coming up to bat here in the bottom of the fourth, and it's the top of the batting order. Justinson Garcia, Albertson, Ossie Henn, and Luis Ravello due up. That part of the order has looked really good so far today, a combined 3-for-6. As the Frednats will continue to go to Travis Staley. There was action in the bullpen for quite some time. We thought Staley may have been relieved for, but he is back out on the hill after some complications in the bottom of the third, where he allowed 4 consecutive Salem batters to reach, and now has to take on a really dangerous part of that Salem batting order. 1-2-3. First pitch to the older Garcia is fouled off for strike one. 2-for-2 today with a pair of singles. And for Justinson Garcia, yet another multi-hit game. It's his 12th of the season. The 0-1 delivery skips into the dirt for ball one. Now, worth mentioning that Justinson has only had one game in which he has collected 3 hits or more. Looking for his second at the single-A level tonight. The 1-1 is hit well, deep right field, going back at the track. It's off the very tip top of the wall. Garcia pulls into second, stops, and will pull in with a double. Justinson Garcia was literal inches away from hitting a solo home run. It would have been his 4th of the season, a 383-foot double that hits the yellow line at the top of the wall. 1-0-5 off the bat. And this will see Jake Lowry come out of the Frednats bullpen. And Travis Staley can only stay in for one batter. A double allowed to Justinson Garcia, and that will do it for him. We'll take a short break when we come back. New pitcher on the hill for the Frednats. We'll let you know who it is when we return on MILB TV.
Hey Red Sox fans, season tickets are on sale now for the 2024 season. With quarter, half, and full season options all over the ballpark, you won't miss any of the action next year. Call 540-389-3333 for more information or to purchase your 2024 season tickets today. Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
We welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. A call to the bullpen for the Fredericksburg Nationals. We'll see Kevin Rodriguez take the hill. He's a right-handed arm out of Panama City, Panama. making his full season debut after spending both 2021 and 2022 in the Florida Complex League. His last outing came on the 18th against the Augusta Green Jackets, where he pitched 2 2/3, allowing 2 hits, a run, and 4 strikeouts. He'll take on Albertson Asihen. Inheriting a runner at second base, that's the responsibility of Fredericksburg starter Travis Staley. Asihen sets into the box, still looking for his first hit of the day. He fouls it off for strike one. Justinson Garcia in inning 4 is already 3 for 3, his second 3-hit night of his single-A career. A look back towards second for Rodriguez. Now fires the 0-1. A high pop-up into center field. Green camps underneath it. Will reach up and make the catch. Tagging up is Garcia, heading for third. The throw will not get there. Really good attempt from Green, just not quite enough. So Asihen flies out to center field. Advancing to third on the play is Garcia, as it will now bring up Luis Ravelo, who is 1 for 2 today. However, that one hit was a big one. It allows the 6 in the home run column to pop up on the video board and adds 2 more RBIs to his total, as he's now the team leader in RBIs with 44. Ball downstairs. We'll start off the Ravelo at bat, 1-0. Runner over at third. In Garcia, as that pitch is taken high. We'll take you through our Across the Carolina League update, and one very important score to get to that we'll save for last. 2-0 is chopped over to second. McHenry will throw on to first. It's an RBI ground out for Luis Ravelo. He adds his third RBI of the night as Garcia scores from third. Red Sox have taken a 2-run lead, 5-3. Two gone with nobody on, as it will bring up Yoan Friend Garcia. He's 1 for 2 today with a double and a ground out to third, taking on Kevin Rodriguez, third batter that Rodriguez will face. First pitch downstairs, skips away from Garcia, 1-0 count. Well, here's your Carolina League scoreboard. Lynchburg leading Delmarva 2-1 in the top of the 8th inning. 1-0 delivery, called a strike outside. Carolina Mudcats currently lead Columbia 5-3, but it's early. Bottom of the 4th down in Zebulon, North Carolina. 1-1, called a strike downstairs. The Augusta Green Jackets lead the Charleston River Dogs 3-0, middle of the 6th inning in Augusta. Could be a big upset of the River Dogs. Kannapolis and Myrtle Beach tied at 1 in the bottom of the 5th. Batter timeout for Yoan Friend. Now steps back in with a 1-2 count on the way. Ball outside, count is 2-2. And here's the big one. The Fayetteville Woodpeckers currently have a perfect game against the Down East Wood Ducks. Are 3 innings away. It's currently the top of the 7th in Kinston. Foul ball for Garcia, could stay in play. Romero gives chase, but did he get it before it hit the screen? He did. Incredible catch by Romero right on the screen. It counts. That's the end of the inning. Salem strikes for another 3 hits on the day for Justinson Garcia as we now head to the 5th on MILB TV.
Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
We welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. As we head into the fifth inning of play, it's the 9-1-2 portion of the batting order due up. Jorgelis Mota, Jonathan Thomas, and John McHenry, the three J names in the lineup, are due up here in the top of the fifth. Set to take on Luis De La Rosa in his first full inning of work. He came in for relief of Elvis Soto last inning and recorded one out in the fourth. Mota, the third baseman, reached on a fielder's choice that scored a couple of runs. Scored a run, but no RBI for that. Hit into right center field. It's deep. It drops, and Jorgelis Mota has his first single A base hit. It's all the way up against the wall. Mota gets to third. He's coming home. The throw, and Mota thinks better of it and pumps the brakes. I think he would have had the inside the park home run for sure, but instead stops at third for the triple, was scared off by Luis Ravello, or Marvin Alcantara set to fire to home. I think he would have had it. Either way, the Frednats have a runner at third and are now threatening with nobody out and a runner 90 feet away for Jonathan Thomas. Thomas will swing and miss at the first offering for strike one. They call him Tuda because he was the second born of his family. So that's the nickname he's been given and what he's been referred to as most of the season on Frednats Media. The 0-1 to Thomas is taken upstairs for ball one, and the count is even, one ball and one strike. Runner at third, top five, 5-3 Red Sox. Pitch to Thomas outside, and it's a 2-1 count. Luis De La Rosa has turned into one of the most reliable arms out of the pen for Salem. He's been a long reliever as well, couple of starts this year. Went three innings and a starting effort on Sunday. 2-1 comes inside, and that's ball three. Eight hits for the Red Sox, all against the starter, Travis Staley. 2-1 is hit into center field for the sixth hit of the night for Fredericksburg. It's back to a one-run game. Salem 5, Fredericksburg 4. RBI single from Jonathan Thomas. Scores Jorgelis Mota. I was just going to mention most of the hits for Fredericksburg have come against Elvis Soto. Now back-to-back base hits against Luis De La Rosa to open up the fifth. Brings up John McHenry, the home run hitter from the third inning. Pickoff back to first, but it's too high for Mexicano to make a play. So Thomas will have a multi-hit game for himself. He's now 2-for-3. He adds an RBI to his name as well due to Mota's triple. Runner goes, a throw down coming from Garcia. Did he get him? He did! Caught stealing is Tuda Thomas, one of the best in the Carolina League in stolen bases. He sits in third in the stolen base rankings, but he is caught by Joanfran Garcia. If you're watching on MILB TV, really good jump there. Garcia took it outside on a pitch out, and Luis Ravello, the shortstop, just tags him on the head. One gone, nobody on here in the fifth. McHenry took a ball. It is a 2-0 count to John McHenry. Two-o delivery too far upstairs. And potentially the Frednats could get that runner right back with a 3-0 count to John McHenry from De La Rosa. Delivery is a strike right down the middle. And about what you expect to on a 3-0 count is the fastball right down the middle. McHenry was going to take it all day. Now the hitters count 3-1. That's a called strike upstairs. McHenry can't believe it and has to turn on the reverse lights and step back into the batter's box. McHenry hit his second home run of the season back in the third inning. It was a two-run shot that gave the Frednets the lead at the time. Payoff pitch, swung on and missed. And Luis De La Rosa battles back from a 3-0 count to strike out John McHenry, who has a couple of choice words for our home plate umpire in Michael Corbett. Two gone as it brings up Christian Vaquero. He's 0 for 2 today. Made his single A debut last night, including a base hit. Foul ball hooking back and out of play. Second strikeout for Luis De La Rosa as well on the McHenry strikeout. His first was against Armando Cruz last inning. The 0-1 delivery just a touch outside, 1-1 count. Red Sox 5, Frednats 4. Top of the fifth inning, one run has scored in the top of the fifth for Fredericksburg against De La Rosa. The 1-1 delivery missing yet again. That one just a bit too far downstairs for Michael Corbett's liking. Chris Janke, his umpiring partner, is in the field. Pitch on a grounder over to first base. Picked up by Mexicano in foul territory, says Janke. And right as we bring up his name, he makes a decision on a ball that just hit the line or to the right of the first baseline when Mexicano picked it up. It's strike two to Vaquero. Want to keep tabs on that game going down in Kinston. The perfect game being thrown currently by the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. The 2-2 foul back. The count remains 2-2. That game is still in the top of the seventh. When we go to the bottom of the seventh for Down East, we will keep you updated. That could be some Carolina League history. Ball outside will put the count full to Vaquero. Salem has both flirted with a no-hitter and flirted with getting no hit. 3-2, ball skips away, and that's ball four. Vaquero will take first base on the free pass, and it extends the inning to get to Elijah Green, who has struck out twice so far today. There have been no serious perfect game attempts either for the Red Sox nor against the Red Sox this season. Jason Blanton, the pitching coach, will come out to have a conversation. Well, that'll give us some time to tell you about what's going on through the rest of the league. Augusta still leading Charleston 3-0. Carolina still leading Columbia 5-3, top of the fifth inning there. And Lynchburg in a pitcher's duel with Delmarva, bottom of the eighth over at Bank of the James Stadium. In Lynchburg, it's the Hillcats 2. And the Shorebirds won. Salem has two series left in the season following this series with the Nats against the Augusta Green Jackets, who are currently leading, the Charleston River Dogs, and the Carolina Mudcats, who are leading the Columbia Fireflies. Elijah Green steps into the batter's box. First time he will face Luis De La Rosa today. He struck out twice to Elvis Soto. First offering, called a strike. High octane game today. 14 combined hits, 9 combined runs so far. The 0-1 delivery swung on and missed by Green, and he's down on the count 0-2. 4 runs on 6 hits, no errors for Fredericksburg. 5 runs on 8 hits, 1 error for Salem. Green takes his batter timeout, steps out of the box, looking to avoid the hat trick of strikeouts. An 0-2 count with 2 gone. De La Rosa sets, fires, swing, and a miss. And Elijah Green will go down on strikes for the third time tonight. Third strikeout for Luis De La Rosa on the night. Fred Nats scratch another across on two hits, leaving one on base. It's 5-4, middle five on MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Season tickets are on sale now for the 2024 season. With quarter, half, and full season options all over the ballpark, you won't miss any of the action next year. Call 540-389-3333 for more information or to purchase your 2024 season tickets today. Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
We welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. 5-4, your score. The Red Sox in front as Kevin Rodriguez will return to the mound for his first full inning of work. He has pitched an inning so far, but came in the bottom of the fourth in relief for Travis Staley. He was set back out for the fourth inning just to see what he could do in response to a two-spot put up by the Red Sox in the third. Kevin Rodriguez was then put up for the task after just Dixon Garcia doubled to lead off the inning and got three outs in succession. Garcia did end up coming to score on a RBI groundout from Luis Ravello. This inning, however, it's Lionel James, Nathaniel Uten, and Marvin Alcantara. Each of those three men have a base hit. Now third time through the batting order. First pitch to James is a called strike downstairs. And I hate to say, I may have jinxed it over at Down East. The 0-1 delivery comes inside for a ball. The very first batter of the seventh inning for the Wood Ducks, Quincy Scott, singled. It broke up the perfect game and the no-hitter. 1-1 delivery as a chopper foul down the third baseline. Woodpeckers, it was a combined perfect game between Trey Dombrowski and Pecco, trying to get the win regardless. The 0-2, called strike three on a pitch downstairs. Lionel James is retired on a strikeout looking. First strikeout of the night for Kevin Rodriguez. One gone as it now brings up Nathaniel Uten. He's also 1-for-2 today. He tripled in his last at-bat back in the third. First pitch to Uten. Called a strike down and inside. Red Sox trying to even up this six-game series with the Fred Nats. The 0-1 swung on and missed on a pitch to the dirt. And not too great when you're swinging at a pitch that doesn't even register on the TrackMan strike zone. So Uten now down in the count 0-2 to Kevin Rodriguez, who has looked really good out of the pen through four batters so far. The 0-2 downstairs, and the count will move to a ball and two strikes. Travis Staley, starting pitcher for the Fredericksburg Nationals. Final line for him, the 1-2 for Uten, is chopped on and missed. Can't find it as Romero. The throw down to first pulls Quintana off the bag, and safe at first is Nathaniel Uten on a dropped third strike. Second strike out of the inning allows Uten to reach. Runner at first now for Marvin Alcantara. So a runner at first in an unconventional way. Alcantara 1-for-2 with a ground out to short and a single himself. Contra waits. First offering to him is a called strike. Makes the count 0-1. Well, Gio, earlier tonight we were talking about the ACC and some changes that could be made. I want to do some quick trivia about the current ACC.
Ooh, okay.
0-1, grounded over to third, picked up by Mota. The throw on to first is in time. There's two away. Uton, who again had reached on a strikeout on a drop third strike, will advance to second base, now in scoring position for Gianfranco Salazar.
See how good I am at this one, I guess.
Of the cities that host a ACC team, which city or college town has the smallest population?
Blacksburg. I saw
it
yesterday.
Be right. Okay.
Yeah.
First pitch is a called strike on the outside part of the plate. I was hoping you hadn't, but
I'm sorry to disappoint.
Blacksburg with a population of 181,000, just about 35, 40 minutes down the road. Smallest town in the ACC.
Best college town in the world.
0-1, grounded over to third. Mota will throw on to first, and that ends the frame. Mota with a pair of ground or infield assist to get the put out over at first. Alcantara and Salazar both ground out to Strand. Uton at second base. That ends things here in the fifth. Salem still holding to a one-run lead as we enter the sixth inning on MILB TV.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vozzy to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
We welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. As always, a great tradition, the salute to service, honoring veterans in attendance. And always that elongated round of applause for our either current or former members of the United States military that are here at the ballpark tonight. As we enter the top of the sixth, Royce Marquintana, Max Romero Jr., and Gavin Dugas are set to bat against Luis De La Rosa, back out for his second full inning of work. Well, Quintana steps into the batter's box, ready to go, and everyone's ready to go except for Michael Corbett, our home plate umpire. Finally, the first offering is outside for ball one to Quintana, who's one for two today. The 1-0 swung on and missed, and the count will move to 1-1. Called a foul tip by Michael Corbett. We'll wait on the 1-1 offering just taken outside. Well, prior to the inning break, we were talking about the ACC and some trivia. So the 1-2 is fouled off. Count will go to 2-2 as it lands into the concourse. And figure, you know, why don't we continue that trend? You talk about Stanford and Cal potentially joining the ACC. Well, how has Stanford and Cal done against some ACC teams? What could happen if they joined the conference historically? A called strike downstairs. That's strike three for Royce Marquintana, and that's how we lead off the inning. Fourth strikeout of the evening for Luis De La Rosa. We'll start with the Cal Golden Bears before we move on to Stanford. And if we have time, SMU, but doubting it. Max Romero Jr. is 0-2 today. Well, let's start it off with just hot take, win or losing record against certain ACC teams. I'll give you the ACC team. You tell me if you think Cal is a winning or losing record against them. Okay. First pitch to Romero is a ball. Second pitch is also a ball. Same location outside. It's a 2-0. Boston College.
I'm going to say they've never played.
They've played once.
I'm going to say Cal.
And it was Boston College who won it.
Who won it? Okay.
Ball three outside. Max Romero Jr. ahead in the count 3-0.
What year is that?
That was in 1986.
Wow.
A swing and a ground ball over to second. Gloved by Alcantara. A nice flash of the leather on the throw onto first. Two gone as it now brings up the one-for-one hitting Gavin Dugas. We'll move it to Clemson.
I wonder, let's see. When was Doug? Oh, yeah. No, 1981 to 1984. I was going to say Doug Flutie beat Cale, but no. He did not. Clemson, I'm going to say winning record for Clemson.
And Cal won that game.
It was one game.
It was in 1992. Cal won it 37-13.
Okay.
Ball upstairs. It's a 1-0 count to Gavin Dugas. You want me to just go down the list or mix it up?
Mix it up.
All right. Let's go to North Carolina. The 1-0 swung on a miss by Dugas for strike one.
And just to be clear, this is all football.
Yes, all football.
Okay. Because the odds of them playing in basketball are obviously higher.
Right. The 1-1. Dugas swings and misses down to his final strike. Count 1-2.
I'm gonna go North Carolina on this.
Cal is 2-0. They played in a home and home in 2017 and 2018.
Oh, really? Recent history. Carolina wasn't bad those years either.
A check swing on a 1-2. Heel down, no swing. And then finally for Cal, before we switch to Stanford, we'll go to Virginia Tech.
I'm going to guess they've never played.
They've played once in a bowl game. 2-2.
What year?
Missing outside for ball three. That was in 2003. It was the day after Christmas.
2003. What bowl was it?
Let's see. Let's see if I can find that for you. The Insight Bowl. Swing and a miss for strike three. And that ends the inning. Well, we'll just give you the answer. Cal won in a barn burner, 52-49 in the Insight Bowl. More on that. We'll have Stanford coming up in the next half inning. It's 5-4 through 6 on MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Season tickets are on sale now for the 2024 season. With quarter, half, and full season options all over the ballpark, you won't miss any of the action next year. Call 540-389-3333 for more information or to purchase your 2024 season tickets today. Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
We welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. The quarter minute to win it promotion going on the video board where they pit a young fan against a member of the Salem Red Sox. Where today the category where they each had to name a certain number of MLB teams in 15 seconds. Needless to say, the young fan in the crowd was the winner. Roberto Mexicano will lead things off. Yostinson Garcia and Albertson Asihan also do up this inning. Mexicano today is 0-2. First offering comes downstairs for ball one. Mexicano actually steps out of the batter's box before the pitch got there. The 1-0 1-0 offering, swing and a miss, strike one, and the count goes even, one ball and one strike. Well, last inning we were talking about what could happen if Cal and Stanford join the ACC, as is rumored. The 1-1 chopped over to third, but foul. We talked about what Cal's record was historically against some ACC teams. We'll now move on to Stanford, who, surprisingly enough, has played less teams overall than Cal has. The 1-2 is outside, and the count moves to 2-2. So, Gio, I want to get your thoughts on the series record between Stanford and Georgia Tech. 2-2, swing and a foul ball. 2-2 remains the count.
I'm going to go out there. I'm going to say they've played three times.
Close. They've played twice.
Twice. I'm going to say they've split it.
And Georgia Tech, surprisingly or not, has won both.
Really? I mean, that's not... Georgia Tech used to be very good.
2-2 downstairs for ball three. Played in 1991 and 2001.
That was when Georgia Tech was good.
What about Pitt? Pittsburgh. 2-2. Swing and a chopper heading over to third. Picked up by Mota. Struggles with it. The throw into first is not there. Likely a base hit for Yorberto Mexicano.
I'm going to say this is a trick question and they've never played.
They've played four times.
Oh. I'm going to say that Stanford. Now, I'm going to say Pitt leads the series 3-1.
And they've split 2-2. Another recent history, they played in 2018.
That was the most recent time?
Yep.
When before that?
The earliest meeting between the two was 1922.
Wow.
So over 100 years of history. A high fly ball. Garcia sends one into orbit over the left field wall. His fourth hit of the day. And Justinson Garcia has hit this one to the moon over the left field wall. I mean, what a shot from Garcia.
You heard the oohs and ahs right off the bat, Tyler. 105 exit velocity. Absolutely crushes this baseball to the pole side. Just a beautiful looking hit. Everybody in the ballpark knew it was gone off the bat.
And for Justinson Garcia, he hits his fourth home run of the year. First career single A four-hit game for Justinson Garcia. He's now 4-for-4 and now pitches behind Albert Zanasi-Hen. He's been ejected. Kevin Rodriguez has just been thrown out for pitching behind Albert Zanasi-Hen after allowing the home run. And now Jake Lowry's coming out to get his money's worth, and he is quite clearly upset.
Yeah, I don't see why. This isn't the major leagues. There's no need to throw a guy out of the ballgame. Just got away from him. I don't think he's trying to hit Albert Zanasi-Hen with that pitch. Honestly, that shouldn't be what's happening right now. There's no reason for Kevin Rodriguez to be forced to exit this ballgame right now.
The dugout is getting chippy, and Michael Corbett has to put up the hand to tell the dugout to stop. There's no one warming up in the pen for Fredericksburg. Kevin Rodriguez is shaking his head and gets some final words into Michael Corbett. Fredericksburg's in a tough spot here. You now need to get somebody up in the bullpen and moving. Wow.
Haven't seen anything like that. Actually, we have not seen a player get ejected all year.
There was one in against Lynchburg on arguing balls and strikes. I want to say it was Wilfredo Antunez got tossed.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Well, they found somebody to come in and pitch relatively quickly. Coming into the ballgame for Fredericksburg is Juan Abreu out of Pepito Salcido in the Dominican Republic. Abreu will get the appearance. He pitched in an inning and two-thirds against Augusta with four earned runs. Had an inflated ERA of 21.60 in that series against Augusta, a 5.09 ERA overall.
I can't believe he tossed him. I didn't think there was any reason for that.
And I'll say this. I want to brace the listener at home because all respect to the umpires. They have a much harder job than we know. They have to deal with a lot of things being said by fans, us here in the booth, as well as players who can tell it straight to their face. But, and of course, I hate to say it like this, but this seems like a spot where I think Michael Corbett thought he was in a bigger situation than he was in and tried to make it the ump show.
Yeah, I don't, you know, it's not like he did hit him first and foremost. He didn't even tag him. He missed him.
Now, we could be completely wrong. There could have been something said.
There could be dialogue.
There could have been that we obviously don't know about being so far from the play. But from an outsider's perspective, having no audio of what transpired and not knowing what was said, if anything, it just seems like an inappropriate ejection.
I'd agree. I'd agree with you. I think it's fair to leave it at that. We disagree with it, but and they play for the other team.
Yep. And yeah. Like you said, we'll leave it at that as Juan Abreu comes into the ball game. He now has a take on Albert Senasi-Hen. Well, let's take a moment, talk about the really impressive home run from Justinson Garcia. I mean, that thing was launched over the left field wall.
Yeah, really cranked it, pulled it to the pull side. Just gone off the bat. It's very, very rare. We've talked about it, Tyler, so many times. It's rare that you can know off the bat when a baseball is gone in this ballpark, because sometimes you really do never know with how deep and cavernous this park is, with how high the wall is. And that one was just one of those moonshots that you could tell, boom. As soon as it hit the barrel, she was gone.
I hate to keep bringing this up, but both dugouts have now been warned by the umpires. There just seems to be chippiness coming the direction of the umpires from both dugouts. And now Michael Corbett is having a direct conversation with the pitcher in Juan Abreu. I mean, like I said, I don't want to keep bringing it up and making this about what just transpired in the ejection of Kevin Rodriguez, but it seems like even Salem was getting on the back of Corbett there.
Yeah, I mean, again, we're not down there. We don't know what's being said, but nevertheless, Senasi-Hen digs in with a 1-0 count. Remember the pitch missed?
Yeah, behind him. The 1-0 offering is a bit too far upstairs, and it's a 2-0 count.
Can you imagine if Abreu just hit him with that pitch?
I mean, there would be... I don't think the benches would clear, despite there possibly being another ejection. The 2-0 is way outside. And now we're seeing Abreu kind of lose control of two pitches here. In all likelihood, we could potentially see him get hit here.
Well, he didn't warm up.
Right. He also didn't warm up. He had an extended warm-up period when he came onto the mound.
That's not the same, though.
And here's the 3-0 downstairs, and it's ball four.
It's nope. Not the same.
Yeah, it's ball four. Senasi-Hen, I think, was saying that was only ball three, and I think himself forgot about the first pitch that started all of that.
Yeah.
And it's ball four for Senasi-Hen. Well, Juan Abreu, the new man on the hill, if you're just tuning in, Kevin Rodriguez ejected for throwing behind Senasi-Hen after a long home run by Garcia. Justinson Garcia, as Luis Ravello steps in. First pitch comes inside, nearly hits him, and Ravello calls for time, and the crowd, I think, almost sarcastically is jeering on.
Yeah. Yeah, just kind of giving Michael Corbett a hard time.
Yeah. One ball, no strikes to Ravello. Left-handed hitting. Switch hitting Ravello, I should say. The 1-0 offering comes inside. Ravello has to turn his head away for ball two.
I don't really know why he turned it. I mean, that was high, but it was right over the middle of the plate.
You know, I think it's kind of an acting performance, yeah. Just trying to see if he can get another guy tossed. 2-0 delivery. High hit ball, center field. Green has an easy play, calls everybody off, comes in and makes the catch for the second out, first out of the inning, excuse me. One gone as it brings up Yonfren Garcia. He's 1-for-3 today.
Another lengthy game here tonight, TK.
By the way, I don't think we ever mentioned the new score after the home run. It's now 7-4 Salem.
that means we did not do our job.
No, it means I didn't do my job. Yonfren Garcia with a 1-for-3 day, as I mentioned. Pickoff over to first, got Ossie Hen going. The throw down over to second has got him out pretty easily, and now there are two gone with nobody on.
Yeah. He kind of tripped on the base path as well. Just kind of just a slight little stumble. It wasn't anything crazy, but it definitely didn't help the process.
Yonfren Garcia now has to bat with nobody aboard. His older brother launched a ball nearly 400 feet over the left field wall earlier this inning. First pitch of the at-bat is a ball outside for Garcia. One-oh offering. Called a strike outside. Well, early in the ball game when you were on the play-by-play, Mike, our team historian Jim Fulton came into the booth and distributed a little information for me.
I was wondering what he was saying.
1-1 to Garcia, swung on and missed strike two. Justinsson and Yonfren are the first pair of brothers to play for Salem at the same time.
Wow.
He was mentioning the Pence brothers had played here, I believe it was in the 80s, but not at the same time. Foul ball will keep it 1-2.
That's
one brother played the
cool.
year before, the next played the year after.
That's very cool.
Well, it's a potential for another situation like that. Lionel James, who's standing on deck, has a younger brother in the lower portions of the organization as well. His name's Axel James. The 1-2, it's high, and ducking out of the way is Yonfren. That looked like nearly the same pitch that got another member of the Frednats tossed from the ball game, but
that looked incredibly egregiously intentional to me.
It was 75. It was a breaking ball. It was not intentional, but Yonfren now hits one foul down the third baseline. And there is now a chant going. This is incredible. A chant of throw him out.
Well, only in Salem.
Only in Salem. And, you know, when we say this, we're all jokes up here, but
I would not want to be an umpire.
No, no. Their job is much more incredibly difficult than it looks on TV. 2-2 offering too far upstairs, and the count is full. Three balls and two strikes. Seven to four, Red Sox lead, bottom six. The 3-2 is swung on and missed. Garcia a bit frustrated as he walks back to the dugout. A lot of drama in the bottom of the third. But the highlight, yeah, Justinsson Garcia hits another home run, his fourth. He's now 4-for-4 today, and it's 7-4 Sox as we head to the seventh on MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Welcome you back here for the seventh inning on MILB TV and MILB.com. It's the Salem Red Sox 7, the Fredericksburg Nationals 4. Call to the bullpen for the Salem Red Sox. We'll see Johnny Felix take the hill in place of Luis De La Rosa. And here we had quite the eventful inning in the bottom of the sixth.
Yeah, I would say no doubt about it. An ejection always spices things up a little bit. How about this? Look at the LSU fans in the crowd tonight. I know that totally changes the subject, but Gavin Dugas here. I mean, you did have beforehand, you had Dylan Cruz with the team. But you got down right behind the dugout, could be the Dugas family, but others walking around in LSU gear as well.
You know, I had the pleasure of the last time that the Frednets were on the road. I got to fill in for the great Eric Bach for three games. And in Lynchburg, you could have convinced me that it was Baton Rouge North. I mean, there was a lot of purple and gold.
Wow. Bandwagons.
Top of the seventh, Armando Cruz, followed by Jorge Luis Mota. Now, to get to the LSU product, Gavin Dugas, the Frednats would need to bat around. First pitch called strike downstairs to Cruz.
It's one of those national brands, you know. LSU, Duke, Alabama.
They're setting up for a week zero game as the 0-1 snaps into the zone, strike two. Before we talk about that a bit more on Johnny Felix, the new man on the bump for the Red Sox. Johnny Felix, a 2-1 record with one save, a 6.21 ERA from San Francisco de Macorís in the Dominican Republic. His last outing against the Shorebirds, pitched two innings of no-hit ball, walking one and striking out one.
Bars.
The 0-2, swing and a miss, strike three, and down goes Armando Cruz. But LSU is gearing up for what's supposed to be a really solid week zero or week one game against Florida State, whose favorites to win week one, whose favorites to win the ACC.
That I am excited for, because if you remember, they did it last year, and it did not disappoint.
Well, it's a modified home and home, and that's the best way I can kind of describe it, as Jorge Luis Mota will take the first pitch for a called strike. He's one for two today.
Was it last year in the Superdome?
It was last year in the Superdome. This year, I believe it is at either Camping World Stadium in Orlando or TIAA Bank, which is where the Jaguars play in Jacksonville. Ball skips away, 1-1 to Mota.
Okay.
I'm going to double check that. I want to know for sure. One ball and one strike. The delivery is a called strike downstairs. Well, it's a top 10 matchup. It's number 5 LSU versus number 8 Florida State.
I love college football.
I'm excited for it to be back. The 1-2 to Mota. Ball skips away and the count moves to 2-2.
You're making me drool over here with football talk, Tyler.
It is at Camping World Stadium in Orlando.
The Syracuse Orange won their 10th game of the 2018 season there in the Camping World Bowl against the West Virginia Mountaineers.
I wonder how you know that. A swing and a miss for strike three. It's back-to-back strikeouts for Johnny Felix. And dating back to Luis De La Rosa's sixth inning, that's now three strikeouts in a row for the Salem staff.
Sox are dealing, looking sharp tonight. Really cleaned up the defensive errors. You did have the one, but a lot better than six, no doubt.
Back to the top of the order, we'll bring up Jonathan Thomas. He's 2-for-3. First pitch to Thomas. A ball just outside. Felix looking to strike out the side. Well, it's worth bringing up, and we haven't talked about it yet today, just a lot more that we've wanted to talk about. As ball will miss downstairs, a 2-0. Salem has added two new players of pretty high profile. The second and third round draft picks from Boston are here in Salem at single A due to the FCL season ending for ball three upstairs to Thomas. So Nazan Zanatello and Antonio Anderson, rounds 2 and 3 respectively, have been called up to Salem. Obviously, both out of the starting lineup tonight, expecting to see them tomorrow or the next day. 3-0, called a strike, and Thomas still ahead in the count, this time, however, 3-1.
Now, yeah, really looking forward to seeing what those guys have to offer, TK.
3-1 downstairs, and it's a walk to Thomas. He'll get aboard for the third time today as it brings up John McHenry, who's 1-for-3. It is worth noting that neither of those men had the greatest appearances at the FCL level. Both batted under the Mendoza line. but looking to improve with some more experienced players around them and under the management of Liam Carroll here in Salem.
Yeah.
First pitch, runner goes. The throw down by Garcia is a bit high. The tag is there. Luis Ravello goes airborne and applies the tag to catch Thomas for the second time tonight. It's time to stretch here in Salem, and the Red Sox heading into the home stretch, up by three. Bottom seven up next on MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Season tickets are on sale now for the 2024 season. With quarter, half, and full season options all over the ballpark, you won't miss any of the action next year. Call 540-389-3333 for more information or to purchase your 2024 season tickets today.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
We welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark as Juan Abreu is now in for his first full inning of work. He came in with three outs to achieve in the sixth inning after the ejection of Kevin Rodriguez. As we now enter the bottom of the seventh with James Uten and Alcantara due up this inning. Well, I really quickly want to finish up a conversation we were having a full inning ago at this point. And the final question that I'll ask you, we were talking about how Cal and Stanford could potentially do in the ACC. We talked about how Cal has done historically. We were talking about Stanford before the craziness of the sixth inning picked up. So the last question I'll ask you is how Stanford has done historically against Virginia Tech. First pitch downstairs called a strike. They have met once in 2011 in the Orange Bowl.
2011 Orange Bowl, Tech won. Tech lost.
Tech has never beaten a current member of the Pac-12.
What?
A ball outside 0-4 against current Pac-12 teams.
Who have they played?
UCLA, Cal, Stanford, and I want to say Washington State. Bouncing ball back up the middle. It's gloved by Abreu, who throws onto first. One gone.
I know they lost to UCLA once upon a time in a bowl game.
Okay. I have their series history against the Pac-12. They've played USC, Cal, Stanford, and UCLA. So all of the California teams.
That adds up.
But yes, 0-1 against all four. That Stanford game was not pretty either. The first pitch to Nathaniel Uten is taken upstairs for ball one. That was a thrashing by the Cardinal.
Andrew Luck? Or was that before or after him?
I believe that was right around his final year at Stanford. A ball comes inside for ball three. It was a 40-12 thrashing for Stanford.
Who was Tech's quarterback that year? That was post-Tyrod.
I wish I could pull up the stats.
I think that was after Tyrod Taylor.
Let's see. We're now Googling the 2011 Orange Bowl.
Box score.
And it was Tyrod Taylor.
It was.
Swinging a hard hit ball to short. Nice glove by Cruz, who fires across the diamond. It's not in time. Should be an infield single for Nathaniel Uten. Would be his second hit of the night and give Salem their 11th hit should it be ruled a base hit. I don't see why it wouldn't. And it's confirmed. Second hit of the hit of the night for Nathaniel Uten. His first career single A multi-hit game. Trying to take a look at the box score, but little difficult to see here on this Wikipedia page. So Tyrod Taylor versus Andrew Luck. That was the quarterback battle. Runner goes on a foul ball, gives up the hit and run as Alcantara fouls it back. He's 1-for-3 today. Played most recently in 2013 against the Pac-12 team. That was against UCLA. 2004 against USC and 2003 against Cal. USC was the only game in the regular season. Pickoff back to first, but in safely as Utah, safe in standing. That was a neutral site game, however, over at FedEx Field in Landover, Maryland.
Great preseason game there the other night.
Talked a little bit about that back on Tuesday or yesterday. Ball over on the outside part of the plate. 1-1 count to Marvin Alcantara, the right-handed hitting Red Sox second baseman. Runner goes on a ground ball, hit over towards third. Mota will fire onto first base in time. Runner goes for third. The throw down slightly gets away. Running into, I believe that was Cruz, before the tag is made, a big collision, and Uten a little slow to get up. Seems like he's okay. Small wince in pain, and here comes the athletic training staff with head athletic trainer in Jacob Loffman. It was a hit and run. Alcantara was out on the play as Uten advanced all the way up to third. He is safe, as was ruled by Chris Janke. And just making sure that he's okay. He's talking with Liam Carroll and third base coach Ozzy Chavez, and they're just laughing about it now, so he seems to be okay. You're keeping score at home. It's a ground out to third base on the play. Uten advances from first to third. Two gone with a runner at third base for John Frank Salazar, who's looking for his first hit of the day. He pops it up in the infield. Underneath it is McHenry. Waits for it to come back down to earth before finally making the squeeze. For the third out of the inning, a pop out to second ends the frame. No runs on a hit and a runner left on base. We're through seven innings. Your score, Salem 7, Fredericksburg 4. We'll take a short break. Be back here for the eighth next on MILB TV.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem.
Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter at Salem Red Sox, Instagram at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
We welcome you back here to Salem. Eighth inning, Salem 7, Fredericksburg 4. As we enter the final part of this ball game, taking you the rest of the way on the play-by-play, here's Mr. Giovanni Heater.
Appreciate it, Tyler. Top of the eighth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Like TK just said, 7-4 your score. Fredericksburg trailing by 3 runs. The Red Sox have really kind of changed things around here tonight. After a slow start to the series last night that saw 6 errors, poor pitching, not a lot of hits, it's the complete opposite tonight. The Red Sox in double digits with 11 hits, out hitting the Nationals 11-6. Defense has been strong. Can the pitching close out? Johnny Felix now on for his second inning. First pitch is skipped up in the dirt to John McHenry, and it is 1-0.
John McHenry, 1-for-3 today, had that two-run blast back in the third inning, a dangerous bat, and he also hit into a double play in the first and struck out swinging in the fifth. Felix, the 1-0. Swing and a poke ball right back up the middle. Scooped up by Luis Ravello, the shortstop, on to first in time. One gone. 6-3 put out if you're scoring at home. Sits down John McHenry. Brings up Christian Vaquero in his second day of single-A baseball. Tyler, how much tougher do you think it is to start your single-A career or wherever, no matter where you are, if you're moving up, starting it on the road rather than being at home in the home clubhouse?
Yeah, it's a lot more difficult. You're basically moving.
First pitch is waved on and missed. On a slider down and in, nothing in one.
And instead of packing clothes for a week-long road trip, you're packing clothes and furniture and game consoles if you're a gamer for everything.
0-1, poked foul. Nothing in two.
I mean, you're taking the entire apartment from down in West Palm Beach and moving it up to Salem before you can finally get settled in Fredericksburg. So it's a lot more difficult, I want to say, to start on the road. You're starting with that gray uniform on, hostile environment. I think it's a lot tougher.
Felix deals the 0-2. Check swing. Pitch is dropped by Johan Fran Garcia, and it's 1-2. Breaking ball just below the knees out of the zone. Ball and a pair of strikes for Christian Vaquero. Yeah, Tyler, these guys really don't get much notice. I mean, like, look at Cutter Coffey's situation. Here's the 1-2. Just outside of the fastball, 2-2. He literally played on a Monday and then was told after the game on Monday, hey, you're going up tomorrow, and then left the next day. I mean, how do you even have time to pack up your apartment? 2-2 on the way. This is inside on a fastball, 3-2. That just sounds incredibly stressful and difficult all at the same time. But they got people that help them out with all of that.
Right.
Hit. 3-2 pitch. Downstairs, ball four. So Christian Vaquero started down 0-2, and he battled back to work the count full, and he walks. One gone, runner on first here for the Fred Nats, trailing 7-4 in the top of the eighth inning. Sets the table for Elijah Green, who has struck out three times today with the Golden Sombrero. Tyler, is it platinum?
Well, this would be to make it golden.
Oh.
Golden is four, okay. Platinum is five.
You're right.
He's got the hat trick right now.
Well, the first pitch is called a strike. Breaking ball finds it. Nothing in one. My apologies.
And real quick, I just want to bring something up of cultural significance.
Okay. 0-1. This gets away from the catcher in Johan Fran Garcia. Taking off for second is Vaquero. He'll stop there. Wild pitch. Gives a free runner into scoring position.
You know, I don't want to bring this up too much while we're enjoying a baseball game, but it is worth noting that the first Republican debate has just started. So okay. Of cultural significance.
Okay.
Just thought I'd mention it.
Beautiful. Runner on second, ball and a strike for Elijah Green. Here's the pitch. This gets away from Garcia, and now taking third is Vaquero. He stops there. Back-to-back wild pitches from Johnny Felix, and it puts a runner 90 feet away in a 7-4 ball game. Can't do it, TK.
Yeah, you have a little bit of a cushion. You're up by three runs, but you can't be making that your excuse. You know, Fredericksburg now has five outs to work with to get three runs, have a lot of power in these bats, including Elijah Green, who's due for a hit. You're in a dangerous situation now.
Two balls and a strike for Elijah Green. Pitch is on the way. This is cranked out to left field. Going back and watching it bounce off the wall is Ossie Henn. It goes all the way back behind him to his right. Scores a run, and stopping over at second base is Elijah Green with an RBI double. 7-5. Nats back within two. It's So it brings up Royce Marquintana, the first baseman, who's 1-for-3 today. Had a knock back in the fourth, flew out and struck out in his other two at-bats. First pitch. He looks at a sweeping slider that snaps back into the zone for a called strike, nothing in one. Tyler, have you seen Barbie?
I've not yet, unfortunately.
What the heck, man?
I know.
0-1 runner goes from second. This gets away from Garcia, and stopping over at third is Elijah Green. He would have been there anyway. Wild pitch or stolen base?
Stolen base there, I would have to say. He was already going prior to the pitch going awry.
I think he would have been there regardless, too.
Yeah.
So a stolen base for Elijah Green. Ball and a strike now for Royce Marquintana. Well, I thought Barbie was pretty good. Did you see Oppenheimer?
I need to see both.
Tyler.
I know. And it's a lot harder now that classes are starting.
You're uncultured. 1-1. This is outside 2-1. I wanted to see both of them, but then it's one of those things where it's like, wow, it's such a cultural thing. That's like, yeah, I feel like I should see both of them, you know? Felix steals the 2-1. All back, 2-2. Well, I guess we can't talk about that.
Well, either way, you know, we don't want to give spoilers to those at home who could want to see either Oppenheimer or Barbie and haven't yet.
Well, there's no plot twists to either film, really.
Well, yeah.
One of them's history, the 2-2. This is lifted for a base hit out into left field. Coming in to score, Elijah Green. RBI single off the barrel of Royce Marquintana. And the Nats are back within one.
Uh-oh.
7-6, the brand-new score.
And, yeah, this is going to cause Jason Blanton to pop out of the dugout. We've been at this for quite some time, about 2.5 hours into this game.
Yeah, it's funny how we're here all summer. You know, we got nothing to do but do baseball at night, and these games blow by at 2 hours, 2 hours and 15 minutes, max 2.5. And now school starts, and we got three-hour games going.
The moments where we actually need the sleep, we can't get home till later.
I still have two assignments due at 11:59 p.m.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
We need to get you out of here.
Well, a funny story for everybody. Eric, the Fredericksburg broadcaster, always loves going out for a bite to eat after the games, which I love doing as well. But last night I just couldn't do it. And as you know, you went out with him for a bite to eat.
Buffalo Wild Wings.
That's awesome. That's usually our spot. And I just couldn't do it. I had too much going on. I had to get up early the next day. Eric was giving me a hard time, called me soft. And I'm gonna have to break the news to him back today that I got two assignments due at midnight. I'm not going to make it.
You know, he was asking me a question at our post-game meal last night.
First pitch to Max Romero Jr., fastball outside, 1-0. Runner on first, one gone, 7-6, Salem leads, you were saying?
Or no, you were there. It was when we were walking out of the ballpark together, and he said, what's Gio's excuse going to be tomorrow?
True. So
it's not really an excuse. School 1-0. Comes first.
It's true. This is high. Yeah, what are you going to do? I would love to. He's not going to be here this weekend. See, this weekend would be fine.
We'll have to go out with the Fred Nets replacement in Ben Carlton.
Love Ben Carlton. 2-0. This is downstairs, 3-0. Well, he's not the replacement. He's the number two.
Replacement for Eric,
yes,
for this weekend. That's not what I meant,
yes,
by that.
But we had a good time with those fellas in our Fredericksburg trip earlier this year. Runner on first, three balls, no strikes, one gone. 3-0 pitch. Taken for a get-me-over strike. Felix threw a flat ball, really a fastball, but took a lot off of it at 86. Didn't move. Just wanted to get it in the zone. He deals the 3-1. This is ripped down the right field line, blocked away by Mexicano. It deflects into the outfield grass. Rounding second is Royce Marquintana. He stops at third, runners on the corners. That is now three hits in a row, four base runners in a row for the Fredericksburg Nationals. And that thing was crushed, 110 off the bat.
Yeah, Mexicano saw his life flash before his eyes. He barely had a second to react. That thing was hit pretty much in front of Mexicano. It got from home to first base in half a second.
Well, that's going to be the day for Johnny Felix. Red Sox going to make a call to the bullpen. Here's Liam Carroll. We'll step aside and get the details on the new arm on the hill. We got ourselves a dogfight, 7-6. Red Sox lead at the Frednacs are making a comeback. One gone, runners on the corners when we return.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Raylan Perez, the new arm on the hill for the Red Sox here. It is the top of the eighth inning. 7-6 your score. Red Sox with a slim one-run lead. Two runs scored here in the top of the eighth by the Fredericksburg Nationals. And Raylan Perez is now the fourth arm on the hill this evening for the Red Sox. But as a 2-3 win-loss record, he has two saves to his name, a 3.72 earned run average, and 41 and a third innings pitched this year. The native of Santiago in the Dominican Republic. Here's Gavin Dugas, runners on the corners with one gone for the former LSU Tiger. Righty on righty. Here's the first pitch. Swing and a miss. Took a huge cut at a slider out of the zone to the far side. Sharp looking pitch to start things here for Raylan Perez, and it's nothing and one. A one on the way. This is just below the knees on a slider. Ball and a strike for Gavin Dugas. Had a base hit back in the third, was hit by a pitch in the fourth. Struck out swinging in the sixth. One one. This is upstairs and away on a fastball, and it's two balls and a strike for Gavin Dugas. The accolades for Dugas are incredible. 2023 College World Series All-Tournament Team. Here's the 1-1. This is down and away. Excuse me, that was the 2-1. It's three balls and a strike. 2023 ABCA All-South Region. 2023 Honorable Mention. LSWA All-Louisiana. Really, really took off in the NCAA tournament. 3-1. This is down and in, ball four. Five-pitch walk for Gavin Dugas. So the bases are loaded. Last time Armando Cruz was at the dish against the Red Sox, when the bases were loaded, it was on a Saturday night in Fredericksburg a couple of weeks ago. He tied the ball game at the bottom of the ninth. Brought the team all the way back, down 7-0. Grand slam tied it. Can he do it again here? Bases loaded, one gone. Righty on righty. First pitch to Cruz. Way outside on a fastball, 1-0. Armando Cruz is 0-2 today. He walked back in the third, has struck out twice. Dugas on first, Romero on second, Quintana on third. 1-0 on the way. Gets away. Way outside, gets away from Garcia. Coming in to score is Quintana. and the other runners advance. Romero Jr. to third, Dugas to second. First base left empty, and we are tied at 7 here in Salem.
Yeah, Fred Nat's putting up another crooked number, a 3 spot here in the top of the 8th in just the worst time. And I was mentioning at the beginning of the inning that the Red Sox have a bit of a cushion, but that's not an excuse, and did not heed my advice.
Takes the double play out of it as well with nobody on first. 2 balls, no strikes for Armando Cruz. Pitch clock is dead, actually. The crowd has a point here. Here's the 2-0. Swing and a miss. Got him with a slider over the heart of the plate, 2-1, and the pitch clock is back. There we go.
Small hiccup.
Tyler, who you got winning the Super Bowl this year?
Wow. Not to make a baseball pun, but that came out of left field.
Here's the 2-1. Fouled back, 2-2.
You know, realistically, I want to say that either the Chiefs or Eagles.
Okay.
But with the potential acquisition of Jonathan Taylor and the pieces, I'm just saying the Dolphins could make a run.
You're insane.
I don't think I am.
You're insane.
The Bills could make a run too.
More equipped than the Dolphins.
Oh boy.
2-2. Swing and a miss. He got him with a breaking ball over the heart of the plate. 2 gone. With runners on second and third for the Fred Nats in a 7-7 ball game here in the top of the 8th. That's a big strikeout. Much, much needed. First strikeout of the night for Raylan Perez. We go to the 9 hole. Orgelis Mota digs on in. Right-handed batter. He is 1-for-3 tonight. Had a huge triple back in the 5th. Perez deals. Down and away on a fastball, 1-0.
You know, the silver lining here is that the game is only tied. There are 2 outs. Focus on getting the batter out right there, and you don't have to put pressure on your offense to score immediately.
Base hit could bust this thing open, though, the 1-0. Swing and a miss. With a fastball, down and away. Evened up at a ball and a strike. I just think that the Dolphins don't have the quarterback to do it.
I mean, that's a fair point. But when you have arguably the greatest 1-2 punch of wide receivers in the league that can help make up for it.
1-1, waved on and missed again. Slider down and away, 1-2. Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. I don't know about the best 1-2 punch. They're pretty good. Yeah, I guess now that Thielen's not with the Vikings, that's possibly fair.
And you can give an argument that the Bengals,
maybe. Yes. 1-2. This is lifted high into the air, out in the right field, and it is foul by about 5 feet. If that got down in fair territory, because I don't think Garcia was going to get to it, you're looking at a probable 2-RBI triple. Instead, it's foul, and it's 1-2 for Mota, and the runners retreat back to second and third. The game stays tied. Defense. Can the Dolphins' defense hold up?
That's the question.
Yeah. I think the Bills have a chance, but I'm not sold on anything. Like, they even beat Kansas City in the regular season all the time, and then, you know, fall apart in the playoffs. So if they stay healthy, sure. But last year they were so destroyed by injuries. I don't know. We'll see. I'm trying not to get my hopes up. 1-2. This is fisted foul down the right field line. Still 1-2 for Mota. How about a college football playoff prediction?
Oof. All right. You want my hot take? Michigan's not going to make it.
Okay. 2 gone, second and third, 1-2. This is a poked ball right to Yoberto Mexicano. It gets by him. More trouble with it for the Red Sox in the outfield grass. A run comes in to score. Max Romero Jr. crosses the plate. The Fredericksburg Nationals have taken an 8-7 lead, their 4th run of the 8th inning.
Yeah, wrong time to put up a crooked number, and it's the 2nd error of the night. A
And yet again, I mean, it's not as bad as it was last night, but the errors are plaguing the Red Sox. I was talking to Jim Fulton prior to the game, and this is now a new record. Salem has now committed 153 errors this season, which is the most in franchise history.
So aboard at first with an error is Mota. Dugas made the run to third. Runners on the corners, two gone for Tuda. Jonathan Thomas at the top of the order. First pitch, swing and a miss. Took a huge cut at a high fastball, nothing and one. He is the ninth man to bat in this eighth inning for the Fred Nats.
Selfishly hoping he gets out here so I don't have to white out the ninth inning and change things around in my scorebook.
Yeah, I'm with you. 0-1 misses downstairs in the count 1-1. I'm going to go playoff prediction. I'm going to go. Here's my hot take. Florida State
sneaks in?
Yeah.
Or are they a comfortable fit?
No, not comfortable, but they win the ACC and have one loss and get in. 1-1. This is dropped back behind home plate 1-2. Really depends on how good the defense ends up being. I think the offense will be pretty good. I think Jordan Travis is a great quarterback. But it all starts with that LSU game. I mean, boy, you could either start so hot or so cold. Because I will say this. If Florida State loses to LSU, they will not be in the college football playoff. Because they'll lose an ACC game. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. And that finally brings the four-run inning to a close. Nationals take an 8-7 lead with a four-piece in the top of the eighth. We go to the home half after this in Salem.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem.
Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Beautiful night here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. The Red Sox trail by a run, 8-7, heading to the home half of the eighth inning. Final notes of Sweet Caroline chiming through the air here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Giovanni Eater joined alongside Tyler Katz with you. TK, what do the Red Sox got to do to find some more offensive momentum here?
Well, let's hop on the new pitcher for the Fred Nats. The more you can hop on a pitcher early or take advantage of a pitching change, the better you can do in these situations. You got Jared Simpson coming into the ballgame out of Iowa Western Community College in Missouri before finishing his career at Iowa with the Hawkeyes, but he's looked really good so far. But we said that about Travis Staley at the beginning of the game. Red Sox rocked him for the first time in his career.
That we did. Roberto Mexicano, the righty, is in. He's 1-for-3 the pitch. This is downstairs in the count 1-0. Lefty on righty. Jared Simpson, a tall left-handed pitcher. Infield playing out on the far side, in on the right side. 1-0. Swing and a fly ball. Deep to right field. Going back, Vaquero. It stays in the yard. He catches it a foot in front of the warning track for the first out.
Solid power, solid hit there for Mexicano. It just went straight into the line of Vaquero. Yeah, he had to give chase and went back to the warning track, but all things considered, a pretty easy play for Vaquero out and right.
Well, this brings up Justin Garcia. Tyler, a triple shy of the cycle. He has a two-run homer, a double, and a pair of singles. He's 4-for-4 tonight.
If anyone can get it going, it's him. And the first pitch is taken down and away on a slider out of the zone. It's 1-0.
Yeah, and this is what the Red Sox need, someone to kickstart that rally. They need one run. Garcia, like you mentioned, a triple shy of the cycle. We have not had one yet.
1-0. Check swing on a pitch missing downstairs, 2-0. We have had a handful of triples tonight. Red Sox had back-to-back triples back in the third inning. James and Uten. 2-0 pitch. Check swing. Pitch misses high and away. Three balls, no strikes on Justinson Garcia, and maybe he won't even have to swing at a ball. Simpson with a stare. The pitch. Misses outside. Ball four. Justinson Garcia with a four-pitch walk. He's still perfect tonight. 4-for-4 with a walk. Have a night, Justinson Garcia. Brings up Alberts and Ossie Henn. One gone with a runner on first for the Red Sox. Ossie Henn 0-for-3 with a walk to his name. Lefty on righty. First pitch. Called a strike. 90 on a fastball right over the heart of the plate. Nothing at one. And the Red Sox faithful, Tyler, no, nothing shy of letting you know what they want. Chanting homer for Ossie Henn. 0-1 pitch. Called a strike on the outer portion. Nothing in two. All right, Tyler, let's bring it back to that college football playoff talk. Who are your four teams?
Easy number one seed, Georgia.
Okay. I like it. Can't argue with that. Back-to-back natty champs. Pickoff over to first, and Garcia's safe.
Two seed out of the Big Ten. I'm going Ohio State.
Okay.
I think they have a pretty good season and end up as the number two overall.
Marvin Harrison Jr. is an absolute stud. Do you know where his father played?
No. Was it? I can tell by the smile now. I think I have my answer.
Marvin Harrison, here's the 0-2. Swinging a fly ball foul down the right field line. Hall of Famer for the Indianapolis Colts.
Right.
He played at Syracuse University.
Wow, I would have never guessed.
Yeah. He was a beast at Syracuse, too.
My three seed.
Okay.
Little controversial here. Alabama. I think we have a two SEC.
Okay. You think Bama's back in it? 0-2.
Yep.
Misses down and in. Is this what? 2 years in a row where Alabama was not in the playoff?
I believe so, yes.
First time in a long time. First time in the playoff era, I believe.
Yeah. And then, you know, there's always that one team that's not a traditional member of the college football playoff.
1-2, swing and a miss. Ossie Henn strikes out on a slider down and away. There's two gone with a runner on first for Luis Ravello. Yeah, who you got is that fourth?
USC. Give me the Trojans.
I love it.
Okay.
Heck yeah. Caleb Williams, senior year. Now, he doesn't have Jordan Addison anymore.
But that is true.
I like it. I love Lincoln Riley. How could you not? First pitch to Ravello. First to pick off, actually. And in there safely is Garcia. Wow, they are worried about Garcia stealing bases today. I've never seen a team be this careful with him. Does have a stolen base earlier in the ball game. It was back in the first. Ended up scoring. First pitch, way outside. 1-0. USC, I like it. Lincoln Riley could never really get over that hump at Oklahoma. Had great teams, great quarterbacks. Baker Mayfield, Kyler Murray. Went to a playoff. Never went to a championship game. Lost in the semifinals. 1-0. Swinging a foul ball into the seats, into right. 1-1. All right, I'm going to go Florida State is my oddball.
Okay.
I'm going to go Georgia. Give me Ohio State or Michigan. 1-1. Here's a ripper. Line drive up over the leaping grab of McHenry.
into right field. It's a base hit for Luis Ravello, and there's runners on the corners with two gone for the Red Sox. Tying run 90 feet away. Garcia's on third.
I think we pumped the brakes on the college football talk. We got a big situation here. Johanfran Garcia bats with two outs. His older brother's at third, who represents the tying run. I mean, this is why we love baseball, moments like this.
First, a call to the bullpen for the Fred Nats. We'll step aside here on MILB.com. Get the details. Big moment coming when we return in Salem.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Season tickets are on sale now for the 2024 season. With quarter, half, and full season options all over the ballpark, you won't miss any of the action next year. Call 540-389-3333 for more information or to purchase your 2024 season tickets today.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Bottom of the eighth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Red Sox trailing by a run. New pitcher on the hill, Marquise Grissom Jr., gets the nod for the Fredericksburg Nationals. 3-2 win-loss record. 2.76 ERA. He's pitched 32 and two-thirds innings. Tyler, runners on the corners for the Red Sox. Two gone. And Johanfran Garcia in the biggest spot of his single-A career this far.
Yeah, and I was mentioning it earlier, only the second home game in Salem franchise history where two brothers are in the same starting nine. And now the younger brother has a chance to drive in older bro to tie this game up. I mean, that's an incredible story by itself.
Johanfran Garcia, Marquise Grissom Jr., the first pitch. He takes downstairs a breaking ball out of the zone, 1-0. Garcia, 1-for-4 today, a double in the first inning. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a sky-high fly ball out into shallow right center field. Underneath it, Vaquero, he makes the catch for out number three. Looked like it had some pop off the bat, 97-mile-an-hour exit velocity, but not enough. It stays 8-7. The Red Sox strand runners on the corners. We go to the top of the ninth after this in Salem.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem.
Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, @SalemRedSox, Instagram, @SalemRedSox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Top of the ninth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Tyler Katz with you. Your In the Dirt play of the game came earlier tonight, and the Red Sox making routine. Nice play by Alcantara. Get it over to first base, and that's your In the Dirt player of the game by John Deere if you're watching on MILB TV. Raylan Perez still on the hill for the Red Sox. The fourth arm tonight for the Salem Sox, decked out in the red jerseys this evening. Home grays for the Fred Nats. Looking for some insurance here, Tyler. Four runs last time this offense was up. What do the Sox have to do to halt that momentum?
Yeah, well, it's just simply trying to find the weaknesses in this part of the batting order. John McHenry's had one hit so far today. Christian Vaquero has walked a couple of times, and as long as Raylan Perez can hone some control, can get him, and then Elijah Green trying to get him on the golden sombrero, it's possible. Just need to throw the right pitches.
First pitch to John McHenry. He takes it for a strike. Fastball high in the zone, nothing and one. McHenry, a two-run bomb back in the third. He is 0 for 3 other than that. The 0-1. Swinging a foul tip backwards on a slider. Nothing and two for McHenry. 1 for 4 altogether today. That homer really, though, kind of set the tempo to keep the Frednats in this game when it looked like Salem was about to pull away. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a fly ball. Foul down the left field line. And alive at 0-2 is McHenry. So they'll go 2-3-4 in the batting order. 0-2 pitch. This is outside. 1-2. All right, Tyler. Now I think we can bring it back to the college football discussion. I'm going to say Ohio State with Georgia and Florida State. Here's the 0-2. Here's a ball hit on the ground over to Alcantara at second. Toss the first in time, one gone. We're in the top of the ninth.
I like it so far. I like the three. Now, the question is, who's your four seed or your three seed, I guess, since you said FSU was your four?
Yeah, well, first I guess I should explain why Ohio State, because I was thinking Michigan. Now Harbaugh is suspended for the first four games.
Three games.
And,
but they're cupcake opponents.
Yeah.
Should be.
Here's a swinging bunt for Christian Vaquero. Underhand toss by the pitcher, Raylan Perez. He hustled for that one. Two gone. Tyler, who do they play? Do you know?
I think East Carolina.
Okay.
UNLV.
Okay.
And I want to say Bowling Green.
I wouldn't call East Carolina a complete cover.
I got to find this out now. I don't want to say things without back. It's East Carolina, UNLV, and Bowling Green.
That's what you said.
Okay.
First pitch.
My apologies.
Misses downstairs. Elijah Green, the righty in the box, 1-0.
I thought it didn't say UNLV.
No, yeah, you said it.
Okay.
This time you just said it with a little more pizzazz.
Okay. Well, there you go.
1-0. This is outside, 2-0.
Go Vegas, I guess.
Go Vegas. I'm still going to go Ohio State. I think that stacked receiver room, as long as the quarterback situation's good, 2-0. Here's a rocket right back up the middle. Two-out base hit for Elijah Green. Tyler, where's that plane going?
He tried to extend it and pulled into second base. Throw got away. I mean, really solid base running for Elijah Green.
Can't even look down at the scorebook. Got
ahead
of myself.
Things happen. Elijah Green, talented player, catches sleeping.
Yeah. Brings up Race Marquintana, the left-handed hitter. Well, now you're in a situation where the Frednats could add some insurance. 8-7, they do lead it. But now you have a runner in scoring position.
By the way,
looks like Leandro Emiliani is put into this game for Quintana.
Yeah, he was put in defensively last inning.
First pitch misses down and in, 1-0.
By the way, that plane going to Louisville, Kentucky. It's a UPS flight.
Love it. We'll be there in later on in November for some football. Ball and a strike. Ball and no strikes for Emiliani, rather. The pitch. Called a strike. 1-1. What do you think? Well, I guess I need a fourth team quick. I think Texas has a chance.
You see, I think they get crushed by Bama at Bryant-Denny.
You could get in with one loss.
Yeah.
One. Called a strike. I think they win the Big 12.
I don't know. I just don't see Texas pulling it off. TCU, despite losing a few key pieces, they're still a really talented team.
What about Tennessee? I know Hendon Hooker's gone, but they got this Joe Milton kid, the 1-2. This is outside, 2-2. They got this Joe Milton kid that can throw the ball.
Thoughts on Tennessee?
Yeah, I mean, I think they have a lot of work to do. They're right now unproven without Hooker, who is their Heisman candidate.
Runner on second, two gone. 2-2 to Emiliano. Swings and fouls it away. Stays alive. Did they lose Jalen Hyatt?
They did, I'm pretty sure.
That's tough, too.
They did. That's he was tough. Drafted. A fan of Notre Dame this year?
No, I'll never say Notre Dame. 2-2. Swing and a foul tip. Not caught by Garcia. He doubles over in a little bit of slight discomfort. And still at 2-2 for Emiliani. All jokes aside, Notre Dame, fantastic institution. I just grew up in a place where you don't like Notre Dame.
That's completely understandable.
Two-two. This is down and away. Full count for Emiliani. Man, so I'm thinking Texas has a chance. Tennessee, maybe. Alabama, of course. Thoughts on LSU? Brian Kelly, second year there. Is Jaden Daniels graduated, or do you have one more year? 3-2. There's a swing and a sky-high drive out to center field. It's going to stay in the yard for Uten. He makes the play to end the inning. Well, the Red Sox make them strand a runner in scoring position. Bottom of the ninth, can the Red Sox walk it off? Trailing by a run heading to the home half. Find out after this in Salem.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Bottom of the ninth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. 8-7 the score. The Fredericksburg Nationals with a one-run lead over the Salem Red Sox. Can the Red Sox rally? Giovanni Heater alongside Tyler Katz with you. 12 hits for the Salem Sox. 11 hits for the Fredericksburg Nationals. Tyler, what a ball game it's been. A lot of offense here tonight. What do the Red Sox have to do?
Yeah, you got a good part of the order. James Uten have both tripled. Alcantara came up with a clutch base hit. Grissom has had his weaknesses so far this year. Salem putting together one of its best offensive performances with 12 base hits. Not too far-fetched to say they can stitch together a couple of more. Really, all you need is one run here to force extra innings. You have beaten Fredericksburg in extra innings so far this season in one of the best games that we've seen all year. But Salem, you know, looking for the knockout punch right here, right now.
Well, the Red Sox ready to go 5-6-7. Lionel James steps in. It'll be Nathaniel Uten after that and Marvin Alcantara. Here's Lionel James, had a triple back in the third. First pitch to the righty. Breaking ball, called a strike. Upstairs in the count, nothing and one. The 0-1. Here's a swing and a fly ball out to center field, right into the glove of Elijah Green for the first out. I mean, that's a well-hit ball, just right to a defender, Tyler. Where's that plane going?
Let's find out.
So do you have an app going?
I do, okay. Yeah. Got an app.
Nathaniel Yuton, 2-for-4 today. RBI triple in the third. First pitch. Swing and a miss.
Okay, so the last flight was UPS going to Louisville. This is FedEx to Memphis.
We see that often, the FedEx to Memphis. 0-1. Misses downstairs. 1-1. I feel like almost every time I ask you what the flight is, it is that FedEx to Memphis.
Yeah, headquarters there. It's amazing how that works.
1-1 taken high and in on a fastball. 2-1.
I mean, planes from all over the country fly into Memphis, and they're flying out by 5 a.m. to get you your packages on time. It's just incredible to me.
2-1. Swing at a ground ball right to McHenry at second. Throw to first in time. 2 gone. Here in the bottom of the ninth. It's Marvin Alcantara. Had a base hit, RBI single back in the third. This was the part of the order, Tyler, that went 1-2-3 with three hits in a row. You had the pair of triples back-to-back for James and Yuton. And then Alcantara had his hit. Here's the first pitch. Taken for a strike on the outside corner, 0-1. 0-1 on the way. Swing and a miss, and the Red Sox down to their final strike. John Frank Salazar on deck, followed by Mexicano. 0-2. Swing and a line drive into left field for a base hit over the leaping glove of Armando Cruz. Two-out single for Marvin Alcantara, tying run on first for the Sox.
Another piece of clutch hitting for Marvin Alcantara. Salazar 0-for-3 today. Some would say due for a base hit. Only batting .188. But two home runs, both against the Fred Nats. Good look for a big hit here.
First pitch. Called a strike. 0-1. Has two homers on the year, both against Fredericksburg. Did walk earlier today in the third. A walk would be just as good here. 0-1. This is high and in on a fastball, 1-1. Both of his home runs, however, against the Fred Nats came early in the games on Friday and Saturday a couple of weeks back. 1-1. Called a strike on the outer half, and the Sox down to their final strike again. It's the right call. People don't like it. It was the right call. Fastball clips the zone. One, two. Misses outside. 2-2. John Frank Salazar was a triple shy of the cycle in that Friday game against the Fredericksburg Nationals. So this team has brought out the best in him. Can he be the hero here? Runner on first. 2 gone. 2-2. Runner goes. Swing and a fly ball tailing foul into the seats. And alive at 2-2 is Salazar.
Sounds like someone made a play.
Yeah, you can usually just tell when you hear that. Salazar calls time. Now he's back in. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a foul tip. He's still fighting. Red Sox have been down to their final strike for the last couple of pitches. Heard Friday night here is going to be crazy, Tyler. High school football happening in the football stadium behind us. Runner on first, 2 gone, the 2-2. Skips in the dirt, full count for John Frank Salazar. He got three of the top five high school football players in the state featured in that ball game on Friday. Salem High School, and who are they playing?
Liberty Christian out of Lynchburg.
Liberty Christian. You got Chris Cole, five-star linebacker for Salem. Here's the payoff pitch. Taken down and away, ball 4, Salazar. Pumps up the Red Sox dugout. That was deja vu to when he did just that in extra innings in Fredericksburg a couple of weeks ago. First and second for the Sox. Tying run in scoring position for Roberto Mexicano.
And Justin Ward's going to come out to have a conversation. By the way, worth mentioning, doesn't help the Sox or the Frednets. Lynchburg defeats Delmarva earlier today 2-1. And just moments ago, walking things off, the Carolina Mudcats defeat the Columbia Fireflies. That also does not help the Frednets or Red Sox. Should the Frednets hold on for the win, they only stay 3.5 games back on the division lead. Should they lose and the Red Sox walk it off, they would fall to 4.5 games back, slipping further from the league lead in the North.
First and second, two gone for Roberto Mexicano. On deck, Justin Garcia, who's 4-for-4 with a walk. First pitch. Taken down and away on a fastball, 1-0. Tyler, a walk to load the bases.
For a potential triple for a second, they would end it before he got the third, but wishful thinking.
1-0, swinging a fly ball foul down the right field line. 1-1. Red Sox down to their final out, have the tying run on second. 8-7 the score. Nationals lead by a run. One pitch. Misses upstairs and away. 94 on a fastball, 2-1.
Wouldn't mind a walk here, though.
I wouldn't mind a walk off.
Yeah, that too.
2-1. Skips way up in the dirt. I mean, that thing was looked like 4 feet in front of home plate. 3-1 for Roberto Mexicano.
If I'm Ozzie Chavez giving signs, red lights on here on a 3-1 count, in my opinion.
I agree. Especially with the cat on deck. Here's the 3-1. Misses upstairs, ball four, bases loaded for Justin Garcia. Tying run is 90 feet away with two gone, back-to-back walks for the Red Sox. And here's the guy that is 4-for-4 today, a triple shy of the cycle. He's walked as well.
By the way, before this at-bat, little bit of Salem history, only 4 cycles ever. One of them for Salem by Art Howe, former manager of the Athletics in Moneyball.
Wow, that is interesting. First pitch. Garcia takes a called strike. 83 on a slider. About half in, half out of the zone. Michael Corbett called it a strike. Nothing in one. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Huge cut at a slider high in the zone.
He wanted to end it. He wanted to end it.
Think he's sitting fastball here?
Got to protect the plate first and foremost.
0-2, bases loaded, the pitch. Misses down and in.
I mean, every heart rate in this building has just jumped up by 50 beats per minute.
I'm standing.
Yeah?
Bases loaded, two gone. Red Sox down to their final strike with the best bat in the lineup in the game. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Garcia strikes out, and that's the ball game. It was 4-for-4 with a walk heading into the at-bat. Still an unbelievable game for Garcia, and the Red Sox leave the bases loaded. 8-7 the final score. The Fredericksburg Nationals walk away with a win tonight. They take a 2-0 series lead. Tyler, your final thoughts?
I mean, it was a good fight. Offense really showed out. I think the only thing was situational hitting for the Red Sox, just 3-for-13 with runners in scoring position and 12 left on base. Compare that to the Frednats, who went 5-for-11 with runners in scoring position, scored 8 runs on just the 11 hits. Power showed out for the Red Sox, too. Luis Ravello and Justinson Garcia getting in on the hit parade. I mean, everything looked good. It's just an unfortunate result as the Nationals look to further make their playoff push. But things are looking better for the Red Sox, and would not be surprised if they come out and dominate tomorrow with that 7:05 first pitch on Thursday.
All right, well, we'll see you all over again tomorrow, 7:05 first pitch, 6:50 pregame here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. For everyone in the room to our right who makes the magic happen, our audio-visual coordinator, Stephen Langdon. For Tyler Katz, I'm Giovanni Eater, saying so long and good night from Salem. We'll see you tomorrow. Fred Nantz win it, 8-7, the final in Salem.
Today's broadcast has been a presentation of the MILB, Diamond Baseball Holdings, and the Salem Red Sox. Be sure to keep up with the Red Sox at MILB.com/Salem, and we'll see you next time.